find yourself in danger when you're traveling by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you.
Call out for Super Ficken.
But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it.
Besides, you knew the job was fucked up when you took it.
He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss. And he will bring them in alive and kick it. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else who took it.
Call out for Super Ficken. Call out for Super Ficken.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt! And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamsa Ass Clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed really at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. This is episode number 120 of the Movement Turd, actually, and tonight is the 29th of April, 2012, and the title is called White Nationalism Needs Intellectuals as Much as Christian Identity Needs Jew Boys. Now, there's no shortage of so-called intellectuals in white nationalism, and there's certainly, thanks to Eli James, Dan Johns, Finkelschini, no shortage of Jew Boys either. And what we have in our bowel movement and within Christian identity, since there are a number of Zog false fronts who've gone ahead and learned to go ahead and holler Jew, 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 while they have nothing but Jews and Jews and Jews within there, and Mamzers and the rest here. Now, we have had, I'm going to go ahead and start reading the script for the night. We have had every decade of the past 50 years some of these so-called intellectuals, absent intellect, running around and leading other wannabe intellectual wiggers around the same old circles of silliness. And let me go ahead and get, the actual thing of which I want to go ahead and speak of. Let's see what thread it is. Okay. And I'll start again, start reading from the script. Last night I was on the, I was on this idiot show. It was actually a Jew Boy show, but it was actually an open Jew Boy show. It was on Gangsta Bolshevism. And we were talking about the Manzer Barrel, and we were talking about a number of things in Christian identity. And let's see, let me go ahead and get to there. Let me see. All right. Well, number eight is doubtless a pisser possum. It looks like the Obagender Bender has gone ahead and used a different avatar. Now what happens is it's pretending to be a blue-eyed blonde here. You know, it's just a transgendered critter here running around, you know, trying to explain to us that, yes, we should go ahead and believe it because, hey, it looks like it looks like something fuckable. And it doesn't really matter here because it's not. Anyway, we've had every decade of the past 50 years some of these so-called intellectuals, absent intellect, running around and leading other wannabe intellectual wiggers around the same old circles of silliness. We have had Dr. William Pierce, who was a caught Zogbot with $400,000 of Order Zogbucks, creating an Elohim city for creators, courtesy of the self-loathing Jew named Benjamin Klassen, who taught Anglo-Mesizo Mamzers and Addlepated Wiggers to worship themselves. Now, both Pierce and Klassen are long dead, yet you have Anglo-Mestizo and Whigger and Jew intellectuals without a bowel movement still telling Whiggers, even as things get more dire, that if we will only scream Jew, 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 that somehow by naming the Jew, we should thus let such tell us Whiggers what to do. Now there is an instructive thread on this Whigger intellectuals blog, and let me go ahead and click it. Go ahead and click it. Ready? Where is this thing? Okay, what to read? And folks, if you want to go ahead and actually look about how screwed up the white nationalist movement, especially when intellectuals go ahead and get into it, go ahead and look at that one, okay? I'll have to go ahead and look at that one of these days here. Anyway, let me get back to reading. Go ahead and getting back to reading. We have Nimtards and Pisser Possums tonight. Now, this instructive thread on this Whigger Intellectuals blog, which illustrates the degeneracy, both moral and mental, of the bowel movement. It started out with some balkanoid spam mams of the sort seen on the north on the Zog Falls front, voice of retards, Tom Sunick. And by the way, this is some Croat, probably with quite a bit of Turk blood, essentially saying a while back ago that he didn't like Christian Danny because we were all a bunch of maniacs. And I think he was probably talking about people like me, okay? But getting on with it, he claimed that for fictional reading, Harold Covington's Northwest Republic novels are fun and instructive to read. Just as like happened around this time 2 years ago, Hunter Wallace was used by these little intellectual fucktards, I mean Whigger, the other white meat, to allow the Purecite Zogbot fucktards, Whigger Swill Wheelos, and Hattie Scott, David Spidell, or Baby Cass, or Kevin Alfred Strom, and congenitally creatarded, and you don't know what hatting is, but you do know Whigger Swill Wheelos and congenitally creatarded are Anglo-Mestizos, who hang around Trader Glenn Miller, support Trader Glenn Miller. Anyway, they were running wild with their bowel movement, you know, their 90 show bowel movement revisionist history. Then using another minor Whigger or Mams or fucktard, particularly Matt Parrott, to censor Covington supporters, i.e. me. This also occurred last year on Kevin McDonald's blog as well until K-Max simply closed it down. So around this time of year, like in March of 2010, early April of, 2011, you had a similar post by an intellectual saying that he liked Harold Covington's novels. And you would have, every single time, here would come on Hatting and Wiggerswill, essentially with their own little sleaziness, their own little smarm, claiming that you can't go ahead and read this. You can't go ahead. How dare you read that? What has Tubby said about Ben Klassen? What has Tubby said about William Pierce? Well, folks, anybody who goes ahead and knows that William Pierce took $400,000 of order money. And what he created was an Elohim city for creatards. Essentially, Pierce was a bookseller an intellectual who had his little farm bought for him by Bob Matthews, giving him the money for it. And he would go ahead and bring all these Anglo mestizos and, mainly Anglo mestizos, mainly Mamzers and Whiggers, to go ahead and worship the great man while he went ahead and told the FBI what was going on. Essentially, it was Elohim City for creatards, followers of Benjamin Klassen, a self-loathing Jew, a self-hating Jew, who essentially went ahead and wrote a bunch of idiot books, plagiarized from the Talmud, on instead of Jews worshiping themselves, look Anglo Caesars, look Wiggers, you can go ahead and worship yourself as well. And in both cases, Hunter Wallace went ahead in 2010, went ahead and went siding with a little character called Matt Parrott, who is also the moderator over on McDonald's. What does he call it? Not Occidental Descent. That's Hunter Wallace's. I think it's called the Occidental Observer. But going on with it. So what to think? Let me indulge in some thinking. What do we need intellectuals for in the bowel movement anyway? They're altogether pussies who look down on us rougher sorts, like, Tom Sunek did about a couple months ago, who think that violence and killing our way out of the current problems are the only real final solution possible. There is no political problem that cannot be solved by extermination through the Great Tribulation of all the Whiggers, Mamzer, and Jew problem makers. Well, that's exactly what I've said. So letting those who have no intention of actually doing something about letting nature and Yahweh's will take its course is a recipe for even more masturbatory silliness, more circle jerking. Now, Kevin McDonald, he will write tomes about how Jews are like Jews all the time. I have a PDF file book about, 400 pages about a tribe that shall live apart. Well, folks, I've never got beyond the first page or so. Why bother? You see, I think that Pastor John Britton's elderly mother, about a couple of years ago, she was sick and she went to the hospital and she didn't want to let a Jew treat her because she said, well, and even though she sort of declined to the middle age of an 8-year-old in her senility, she said, I don't want to be treated by a Jew doctor. Jews crawled out of Satan's pee hole. Well, folks, that's Christian, dual seed line Christian identity in a nutshell. The Jews crawled out of Satan's pee hole. He went ahead and seduced Eve and gave birth to Cain. First Jew. So even though John will go ahead and admit that his mother is sort of mentally declined to the status of an 8-year-old, now that she's close to 90 years old, still, isn't that the size of it? Sort of reminds me of my little grandson, Bub, at 5 years old. He's a little bit retarded, but he's talking to this nigger kid who's running around for whatever reason. He says, my papa calls your kind niggers. Well, yes, that is what his papa called niggers. He called them niggers. He called them, not niggers, but he did call them niggers. Because that's exactly what they are. There's no such thing as a non-nigger nigger. There's niggers who go ahead and manage to go ahead and control their negritude. But a Jew cannot control being a Jew, and a nigger cannot control being a nigger, because they are what they are, folks. And that's that. That is that. So anyway, why do I need someone like Dr. Kevin McDonald writing a big old book about how Jews act like Jews? Of course they act like Jews. What else would they act like? Now, in any case, if you believe what we really believe, and the reason that people have gotten in trouble, hanging around people, Anglo mestizos like Trader Glenn Miller, is that they didn't go ahead and obey what they supposedly believed in. If they believed that Mamzers were abominations, Deuteronomy 23 verse 2, and not to be allowed within the congregation, and they could have gone ahead and understood why Trader Glenn Miller couldn't hold its liquor, why it got drunk all the time. Folks, if you go ahead and look at that cork-eyed Mamzer from North Carolina, So like Jeremy Visser, how can you not understand? I have R.D. Bradshaw going ahead and talking about whether or not Jeremy Visser's high yeller, hybrid nigger wife, Bridget the Idiot, is a whore or not. What difference does it make whether or not she's screwing June Stain? I mean, I think that she got a good deal of red nigger in her. But even if she didn't, even if she was a pure-blooded hybrid nigger skank, screwing a Jew boy, what difference does it make? She's already gone ahead and squeezed out, five little mamsers, five little Melungeon Jew mamsers. What difference does it make? If you believe, like I do, and most Christian identity believe in telegony, and that we are a lesser race because of Satan seducing Eve, a lesser race than what we could be, that we are prey to sin because of Eve going ahead and bringing, a polluted womb going ahead and bringing us into the world, then, what difference does it make whether Bridget the Idiot is a high yeller mamser, or what difference does it make if she's a whore? She has obviously squeezed out a bunch of Melungeon mamsers. What difference does it make? Anyway, for those of you who want to go ahead and read Finkelshady, by the way, I was listening to old episodes. The second time I did an interview, Finkelshady is admitting to papist preterism. The thousand years of Satan being in because the Roman Catholic Church put Satan into the pit. Well, folks, if I'd been paying attention on January 4th, 2010, maybe I could have just simply gone ahead and gotten rid of Finkelshady. About 10 months sooner than when I did get rid of him. Once I went in and found out that as a criminal mamser and Jew boy, he was lying to me. But getting on with it. Once you go ahead and know where Jews come from, what do you need movement intellectuals for? What do you need to read books about how Jews are somewhat different than white people? What do you need that for? Why do you need to read this? You'd do better. What more do you need to know about Jews other than what you can read for yourself in the Holy Bible? If you want to go ahead and read intellectuals, go ahead and read, if you get a hold of them, Dr. Mengele's eugenics, cookbook, medical cookbook at Auschwitz or wherever he was at, supposedly, or Dr. Lothar Stoddard, who was not Christian identity, but who did understand Jews and mamsers. Well, you need to go ahead and read the current lot of them here. In any case, what should Covington do? Well, what he's done is he's reactivated one of his blogs, and he's fighting with the Mamsers. He's going ahead and bringing up all this crap from the 90s show again. And I think he should have done that. I think his problem, because let's understand, 2 years ago, 2 years and a month and a half ago, over 100 Wallaces, he went ahead and was ambushed by these Jew boys. Well, not by these Mamsers, by Whigger Squirrel and Hadding. And they come on, and they demand censorship. Same thing happened over on Kevin McDonald's blog a year ago, in April of 2011. And essentially the same thing occurred a couple days ago. Matt Parrott said, I censored Pastor Lissa because his ranting about Whiggers and Mamsers offended my Whigger-tard sensibilities. Well, folks, why in the world are you whining about Jews censoring and making a good thing about Whiggers doing the same thing? What difference does it make? Why should anybody care? Just like Covington went ahead and made President Hunter Wallace, the ass clown tard, President of the United States. When was it? In Freedom Son? I think I ought to go ahead and essentially finish up Freedom Son with the very last dying breath of Ameriqua. And Dr. Kevin McDonald and old Matt Parrott meet in a nursing home sodomized by niggers. Just a bunch of yapping pussies sodomized by niggers here who didn't do a damn thing for the white race other than play their little games of how smart they were. What good are these people? What good are these people at all? And the answer is they're no damn good. Why in the world? Why in the world you go ahead and what I have fun doing is trolling these TARDS chat room, these TalkStew places. And essentially, you know, playing a game of Cossack and Jew Boys and giving them a choice as to whether or not to essentially have to rely on email, private email, or having to go ahead and let it all hang out, in which I go ahead and stomp on them. But what's instructive to find out is that essentially these idiots go ahead and whine about Jews on a Jew-run Voice of Retards, to where Voice of Retards has pretty well cut off any criticism by so-called listeners. Well, folks, what do you need to go ahead and listen to Voice of Retards for? What do you need to go ahead and listen to Countercurrents? I got censored, a week or two ago over at Greg Johnson's Countercurrents for going ahead and talking about William Pierce when they were going to go ahead and write a book. Pierce died 10 years ago. Let's go ahead and have a respectful hagiography about him. Well, folks, why should I respect someone who essentially collected money from the order and then went ahead essentially and was snitching? He went ahead and set up Wiggerswill Williams to go ahead and file a bogus complaint in front of a Zog Kangaroo court to go ahead and run their critic out of state. Folks, it should not only be the judges and the lawyers and the police that go ahead and are skinned alive along with their families, but it should also be these traitors who are among us who essentially believe that they get to decide what we listen to and get to decide what we read and get to decide what we think. Someone like that here is worse than a Jew, because a Jew at least has the excuse that he was born evil, that he literally crawled out of Satan's pee hole, or his fathers did. A Jew at least has the excuse that it was born evil. It was born this way, it was born this way, like Lady Gaga yaks for faggots. It was born this way. Well, Jews were born that way. They were born evil. Why in the world should we go ahead and give a pass to people who claim to be us, claim to be racially us, who go ahead and let Mamzers, let in Jew boys, and do the same stupid crap that Jew boys do? Why is it so good to go ahead and have a smirking wigger gloat about censoring somebody? Folks, I would go ahead and hold Dr. Kevin McDonald responsible for the conduct of Matt Parrott. I'd go ahead and hold Dr. Kevin McDonald for the behavior of Wiggerswill Williams. I'd go ahead and hold Dr. Kevin McDonald responsible for the behavior of Hadding. When Hadding is not shitting, on Covington with his lying blogs, essentially, he's going ahead and defaming Edgar Steele. Exactly what he's doing. Why in the world is this shit tolerated? Why in the world here? I bet I could go ahead and get a confession from Hadding. I don't think I even have to start skidding. I bet old Hadding would tell the truth pretty well, let him know. Hadding, you're about to go ahead and get what you deserve. I'm going to go ahead and leave it up to you to compose a confession. But if I don't like your confession, well, I guess I'll compose a larger one. And then we'll go ahead and get out the branding iron, and then we'll do the skidding after you get a chance to, for the scabs to heal up. Okay? No problem. I think Hadding would tell the truth. Hadding's a rather weak character. Whining like pussies about sock puppets. Hua Haining, folks, is, you know, I really do want you to go ahead and look at that thread, because it'll go ahead and tell you why our bowel movement is so fucked up. There are two major attitudes in the bowel movement today. The first is to whine like a pussy and beg the Jews and the niggers to go ahead and honor our civil rights. The second, now you have the Uyghurs talking about a white republic like you see on the White Voice. But they don't have any way of going ahead and reaching this white republic. They're not talking about actually doing something. They're making up stupid shit. Axel Sally is Karina Burt, the porn star. Well, folks, most of you freaking idiots who haven't had pussy since pussy had you, since you had pussy around your neck squeezing you out here for the, you know, for the last time, you haven't been a pussy since pussy had you. I bet a heifer like Karina Burt here, who at least has a number of working skills. Folks, you couldn't even go ahead and rate the services of Karina Burt unless you had $50, okay, in your pocket. Yeah, and you kept your mouth shut. I mean, so in any case here, folks, what we have is we have Uyghurs, we have Mamzers, we have Jew boys. And essentially, the Jew boys have learned that if we go ahead and holler Jew, 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 the Uyghurs will go ahead and believe that we're not Jews, even though Quigger, if you had your eyes open, you'd go ahead and see this character as a Jew, or a Mamzer, or something. Folks, we have a Quigger problem. And that's all we have. And that's always had here. And that's why there can be no building of anything until the current order is altogether destroyed. Everything which has gone ahead and been propped up by Quiggers is gone. All the police powers, all the governments, all the constitutions, all the paper protections that aren't worth a shit. Until it's all gone, and Uyghurs have no choice other than to kill or be killed, we can have no solution. And then and only then, when the Great Tribulation has gone ahead and pretty well exterminated all the Uyghur herd animals, and all the Mamzers and all the Jews that have been living off of them, all the police, all the parasites, everything, then and only then can we go ahead and have something. But it's stupid to go ahead and build something, essentially by compromised, stupid people. And there's nothing more idiotic than a so-called intellectual who whines like a pussy about how the Jews are doing this and the Jews are doing that, while they are doing everything the Jews do. So folks, enough of the rant. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break and save the chat, and we'll be back. Hail victory.
Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, the Uyghurs come to mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. We'll be right back. Rogers keep remembering how good Zog used to be. Being caught long ago, afraid of memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Feel the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop.
All right, folks, I'm back. Let's see. Somebody went ahead and accused this guy called INT Jew. I had no intention. I had no idea who these characters are. But one of the things you see in our wonderful bowel movement is you end up having characters like Oba Gender Bender, and I think number 9 was I think it was old Appy. I went ahead and put in the shit box. I think the show would be around today. Last night, old Appy, like all these other Manzer Pisser Possums and the rest here, couldn't leave. Could not leave fast enough once I showed up here. I guess, in real life, Appy is actually far more polite. Because in real life, it could get his ass whooped. In real life, if it goes ahead and he acts like a man's retard, there are consequences, like getting kicked out of the University of New Mexico or something. Essentially, all the little girlies thought Appy was a complete creepazoid. And so you end up having these characters who, well, when it comes time to actually do what they say do, they run off. They immediately go into hiding. That's what happened at 1 hour and 24 minutes. Once old Jacob Israel, well, Pastor Martin's on here, and I told Appy that I'd just gotten out of the shower, that I was naked, that essentially I didn't have a pallet slat on me or anything, and Appy couldn't go ahead and disappear quick enough. Appy headed for the hills. Appy was gone real quick. Okay? So, Matt Damon, he's just a left-wing tard or whatever he is here. It doesn't really matter. They married a mamzer or something like that. I mean, Appy's, Matt Damon's spawn will be a bunch of mamzers. Since they won't look like Matt Damon. The reason they won't look like Matt Damon is because they won't be white. There's so many self-loathing wiggers that, I mean, people go ahead and whine about the Jews. Well, folks, once the Jews have gone ahead and treated all their goyim cattle and slaughtered all their goyim cattle, what are the Jews going to live off of? Are they going to go ahead and convince the niggers to support the Jews on the basis they're God's chosen people? I don't think so. Going to go ahead and convince the chinks here to essentially let themselves be parasited over once there's no wiggers? I don't think so. The whole purpose of having Jews is so Jews could go ahead and destroy, as the children of Satan, they could go ahead and destroy the sons of true men. So that when Jesus Christ returns, well, the spawn of Satan can say, well, there's no need for your return, Jesus Christ. There's no white people left. That's why I know that there are white people left. Because it says that Jesus Christ will return. He will return to save the flesh that is worth saving. Not the Jews. Not the Mamzers. Certainly not the Wiggers. Not that there'll be any Wiggers once all this stuff in the Great Tribulation occurs. But this show is about what is going on in the bowel movement. I had a link somewhere about Alex Linder essentially was whining for money because, let me see, January, March, April. He's saying that the new quarter, VNN, is up and he needs help paying the bills. Now, folks, he's traded Glenn Miller to give him plenty of money. He is reduced to whining that he lives off of less than $500 a month and none of it from the government. So in short, Alex Linder is living off $6,000 a year, whereas I'm, you know. No, I didn't hear about the gay savage attacking the Bible in public school. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't mams or faggots attack the Bible in public schools? That's what the public schools are for, is to go ahead and destroy the race, much less the Bible. You end up having all this sort of thing. Here in Missouri, you had this one legislator go ahead and yap, about essentially, since we're having so many faggots run around and whine that they have to have their way or they're going to whine, you know, oh, please don't bully me here. I'm a faggot here. Please quit treating me like a faggot here. And so you end up having the bright wing go ahead in Missouri and talk about how the schools will not go ahead and advocate homosexuality. And the way they won't do it is that we won't talk about homosexuality at all in the public schools. And if a teacher goes ahead and says something about why it's going to be, you know, he's going to be fired. Well, folks, you end up having all these faggot teachers like Cousin Randy Turner whining and pissing and bitching and moaning about it. Now, the way to go ahead and destroy the public school system is like, well, pretty well niggers have pretty well destroyed the public school system, but the way to go ahead and destroy it is simply is to go ahead and cut off the funding and simply tell critters like Cousin Randy, well, hey, we don't need your services. Essentially, we're only going to pay for, what, 3 years of public schooling from the ages of 10 to 14. And at the end of it, all we're going to teach is reading, writing, and arithmetic. We're not going to go ahead and teach anything else. We're going to go ahead and, essentially, we're not going to teach sex education. We're not going to teach all this other stuff. We're not going to teach civil rights. We're not going to go ahead, essentially, and teach much of anything other than the basics. To where, if you're smart, you won't even need to go to public schools. If you're dumb, why, what good is public schools going to do you? It's going to go ahead and be used to treat the average. It's going to teach them nothing other than reading, writing, and arithmetic. The greatest strides in technology occurred when the average, the vast majority of people, didn't have anything more than an eighth grade education. When they were, ha ha ha, just like old Jethro Bodine, I done graduated the sixth grade. Folks, it's time to go ahead and stop creating these public, you know, these Taj Mahals of public ignorance. It's time to go ahead, essentially, and put all these little teachers, not just Randy, you know, Turner, Cousin Randy, but all of them, to where, essentially, there is no more public education paid for by the taxpayer, other than the bare minimum necessary to get as good or as bad an education as what is necessary. And there's no more reason. I mean, I've been reading this book about civilization. Here's this Niall Ferguson whining, essentially, about how eugenics and the Germans' eugenics program of killing the niggers, and the French using the nigger troops, the Senegalese, in Africa to go ahead and fight against the Germans in World War I. It was awful. Well, folks, now you have niggers in France, niggers in England, essentially, and they are destroying the very thing which makes England, England, and France, France. They are destroying, essentially, the people who are English and the people who are French. Now, here in this wonderful bowel movement, these so-called intellectuals are working ass to mouth with the very characters, Jews, who are essentially gotten in. Folks, the Jews went ahead and found out, especially in Voice of Retards, they went ahead and found out that they're going to go ahead and tell people what to do and what to think. And they're going to show nothing but contempt for their audience because we're so smart, and therefore you don't get to go ahead and make comments about the thing. As a result, what is the purpose of going ahead and listening to it? So like Greg Johnson, I mean, shoot, you have Matt Parrott going ahead and moderating stuff for Greg Johnson. And Greg Johnson is a homosexual who lives in San Francisco. And I really wouldn't mind because he is where he is, where he's supposed to be. But essentially what he ends up doing is that every year you end up having some second-rate writer go ahead and acknowledge that Harold Covington has written some pretty good books, fictional books, and then you end up having, well, Matt Parrott, a few other tards, invite Wiggerswill and Hattie the Meerkat from the 90s show to come on, essentially, and bully whoever they want. And then if you end up having somebody go ahead and say, well, no, this is not all your truth, yes, Covington has his faults, you end up getting censored. Folks, these people are not intellectuals. These people don't even have much in the way of brains because they don't have the confidence that what they say is right. They've got to go ahead and have an edge. And in this edge is just another bunch of Whigger traitors who go ahead and support Mamzers and Jews and the rest coming on there and acting like they're patriots here when they're just nothing but Jews. Voice of Retards is the worst of the lot. I am glad that Linder is a sick Jew with Jew Ascades to where VNNF here has sunk and sunk and sunk to the level it has. I like that. But Voice of Retards, it was just nothing other than a honey trap and a false front. Okay? Anyway. Where am I at here? Alrighty. In any case, well, I would say fine here. But the thing about it is that essentially you shouldn't allow them to even have a platform to where they get at white children. I've gone ahead, I've looked at Lysander Spooner way back 15 years ago, his critique of the Constitution. He went ahead and said is that throughout history you have had a parasitic elite atop. They were supposed to go ahead and work for the benefit of the entire people. And this parasitic elite have gone ahead and inevitably hired from among their own and from outsiders soldiers to go ahead and kill and ruin and terrorize the population. And then you find out in the case of Assyria, the case of Babylon, the case of Persia, and especially in the case of Rome, that what these empires do is they destroy their founding stock, their founding white stock. And once there's no more white stock, the polyglot, you know, racially mixed Mamzers cannot go ahead and create anything. Cannot go ahead and do anything. Okay? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that children should be not working in factories. Folks, if we ended up having a system here to wherever, you know, to where essentially the only people who would go ahead and need to labor are the fathers and husbands, that you would not have essentially, I mean, what you end up having today is you end up having social workers comprised of stupid cunts who have two or three or four or five kids, each by a different father, essentially in hatred against men. And then you wonder why in the world things are turning to shit. Right now, what we have is we have the niggers rioting a couple weeks earlier, far more ferociously, to where, hey, if you go ahead and defend yourself against a nigger, you're going to be charged with a hate crime. Well, folks, these policemen, essentially, since they are enforcing Zog, they and their families are traitors. That's it. They die. There is no excuse for being a policeman. There is no excuse for being. If you go ahead and have public schools, public school teachers going ahead, essentially working for the system, they're traitors too. It's, you know, pretty much, we need to go ahead and have an end of the current system. And we are headed toward that end. And all these people talking about, how are we going to go ahead and have this? How are we going to have that here? Folks, the white nationalist movement has gone ahead and made cases, found out that there's a market for screaming Jew, 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 even while you end up having a Jew like Eli James or Finkelschini or whoever running around and doing most of the screaming about Jews. Why are we surprised with this? Let me see. Look at this here. Well, then there is a Jew here. You know, well, guest number seven, I thank you for your pro tips here about the drones that have been unleashed on American citizens. Tonight, 60 Minutes. On 60 Minutes, I was seeing an obvious beaner, an American beaner. He still went ahead, and you can go ahead and tell, like, you know, someone like Appy, he sounds like a beaner. Jakob Israel, he sounds like a northern Swede from Manitoba or something like that here. You can go ahead and tell what the race is by going ahead and listening to their voice. Different races have different voice patterns. And Appy, he sounded like a Mamzer. He actually acted for a minute here like he had understood what me and Pastor John Britton tried to teach him about Christian identity. And then he started, oh no, they're worse than Jews. They think they are Jews. They want to replace Jews. And he went on and on and on about how Roman Catholicism, you know, the Baal cult assembly of universe of Mamzers was so much better. But then again, Appy's not a good practicing Catholic in any case here. He's just some sort of Mamzer who sort of thinks that the white man ought to go ahead and take care of Mamzers, even while he's running amok. I tried to go ahead and tell Appy he was correct as a Mamzer. He doesn't have free will. He doesn't have the mind. He doesn't have the ability to go ahead and use free will. All he is a Mamzer. All he is a determinist. He calls himself Apollonian because supposedly he is a follower of the Apollo, Greek mindset. But actually, he should be called Dionysian, Mamzer Dionysian, because when it comes down to it, he's just a little shit-skinned Mamzer running around with nothing to go ahead and bring in other than chaos, other than witlessly repeating Alex Jones. That's all this critter has. And so, when I showed up, the critter did understand the boss man had arrived. It was time to go ahead and make itself scarce. Okay? Yes, he's begging for dollars on his forum, and he's going ahead and saying that he's surviving on $500 a month. And he used to make fun on me for his claiming that I lived and well on $10,000 a month. Folks, you don't see me going ahead, oh, please, Marty, Oh, please, will you please send me in some money to get on my farm? Will you please send me some money? Or else I won't be able to advertise on TalkStew anymore. Well, no. This show is unlisted. It's unlisted for a reason. Essentially, I don't want TalkStew to go ahead and have any reason to go ahead and claim that I'm inflicting my racist views, my bigoted views on anyone. You have to know the show exists. And you have to know what the content of it is in order to be here. And so every one of you are in many ways people who have gone ahead and asked to listen to me. Have asked to put up with me. No, nobody forced you to be here. Nobody demanded that you show up. If you're here, you're here for a reason. You're here because you wanted to be. You're here, and you are not censored. I mean, folks, you can go ahead and be a pisser possum, you can be an ass clown, you can be a mamser, you can be a tard. You can be a Nimtard, you can be a Pisser Possum, you can be a Finkelsteinite, you can even be an Eli or James. You can be whatever you want to on this program, and you can be anonymous. You can do whatever you want to do. Within reason. You're not allowed to go ahead and violate the rights of others to have fun on this chat by spamming the chat. You're not allowed to do that, although some of you have done that. In any case, yeah, I was required by law to be here. Like, what law? You know, I think number 8 is a pisser possum. I think it's the pisser pifter possum. You know what I mean? what happens is that, Linder has always hated Christianity here. And especially hated Christian identity, which goes ahead and shows his origin. Folks, there was nothing. There was, you know, the order, when they went ahead and did what they did, I don't think they did anything other than create a total mess up. They didn't do anything other than destroy whatever they could. Even when they gave out money, you know, unlike when they gave money out to Dan Gaiman who got caught. You know, I mean, folks, Dan Gaiman only got $10,000 or $12,000 or $25,000. That's all. And yet he went ahead and was deemed to be of no great value, so he went ahead and snitched. Trader Glenn Miller got the next highest amount, $250,000. And folks, what they wanted to do with Trader Glenn Miller is they wanted to go ahead and vast Trader Glenn Miller as opposed to the local clan leaders who had actual clans, who had actual leadership ability. They wanted to go ahead and advance a drunken Anglo mestizo to the very top clan position or whatever in North Carolina, and was hoping to go ahead and expand him as what? Far west is probably Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida. They were going to go ahead and advance someone who went ahead and was a total traitor to them. He went ahead and testified against them at Fort Smith. Who went ahead and testified just for nothing more than just, well, a bottle of Jim Beam. I heard it didn't take much to make Trader Glenn Miller squeal. It wasn't torture was necessary. He'd go ahead and snitch just for some liquor. And he did so. Why do we have these traitors? Why do we have these traitors? And the answer, Linder Miller 2012. Anyway. Well, it's no shortage. Yeah, you gotta go ahead and look. I mean, you know, I'll go ahead. I mean, that's the thing I was looking for here. Please send me some money. Please send me some money! Show me the money! He's more like Jerry Maguire! We have a quarterly bill coming up in a couple weeks. I could very definitely use your donation. Thanks to all who help out. Our bills are not huge, but they're not nothing either, especially when you are an impecunious writer like me. I'm back online with a new used computer, and when I get squared away, I'll resume doing radio in pretty much the same but slightly altered format, still to be called Radio Estina, whatever the hell that means. And you end up having Ron Doggett, Trader Glenn Miller's other main suck-off, in addition to Witherspoon Wheelos, who supposedly works for David Duck. I met him. He called me a child molester. I'd like to skin that, cocksucker and spawn out here. You know what I mean? Just another lying tard here. $20 in the mail today. Well, ain't David Duck a lot more? I mean, shoot, had Trader Glenn Miller send in more money here. Yeah, Fred O'Malley. He's sending $300. Then you have the Wigger Mites here of $20. Another wigger who only had $14, wish he had $20. And then what happens is that the idea that money is stolen by the post office is mainly wrong. But anyway, you don't need to send. Just send me money here, sort of like Tom Metzger here. $300. Well, that was pretty good. Let's see. Then how to set up. You have old Flounder. Flounder only gave 50. Well, hell, Flounder. Hell, that's what? Oh, probably enough to pay for the quarter. I think VNNF is a Zog Falls front. It certainly had enough people going ahead and going to prison. Alex Linder testifying against old bitch tiss Bill White. December 15th, 2009. You still end up having old Greg Johnson here talk about his glory days on Linder's Tard Corral. Okay? I wish I hate turtles. I think number 24 is old Storts McGee over on the Mamzer Barrel. Yeah, hilarious one where you had a little figure of someone like Linder and dealing with a turtle. Dealing with these big old turtles here. A big old turtle, and Linder. I think number 24 is old Snorts McGee. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, no, not the weirdest people. The most Jewish people post on VNNF here. Okay? Well, what happens is that old Covington is going ahead and reprinting all his blog stuff. And a lot of it is against Metzger. And I'm not sure if I'm going to go ahead and repost it from his forum to, or from his blog to my forum. But I don't have any problem with Pierce. I mean, folks, if you went ahead and looked that thread, essentially what boiled down to is his heading. Here's Wiggerswill demanding that you must not listen to Tubby. Must not, must not, must not. Well, folks, why in the world must you go ahead and hate Jews when you end up having the same behavior from these Anglo-Mestizos and these Tards? Old Hadding isn't going ahead and using his real name. He's going ahead and making a made-up name. Now, I think everybody's figured out he's Scott David Spidell, who was this weirdo that Pierce used to have. And Pierce used to attract a bunch of these little intellectual weirdos. Kevin Alfred Strom. Now, I don't think Kevin Alfred Strom is actually guilty of what is claimed. But he's a totally weak fellow. A lot of people thought he's just a total little faggot. That's why, when people go ahead and talk that if faggotry was genetic, long since died out, well, no. You end up having little characters who are sort of bisexual and amoral, who go ahead and create more little bisexual, amoral faggots, who essentially aren't quite sure what to be, but essentially just go along the line of least resistance. Heck, even a bull duck here, like old Obagender Bender here, got pretend to be non-queer. It was hilarious over on Finkelschini's last night, going ahead, making fun of Bruce Gormamser, making fun of Obagender Bender. Didn't have Brian Rio on there. I think Brian Rio shows up every 2 weeks on Saturday show to go ahead and show who's the ruler, who's the bitch. Anyway, let me see here. Well, yeah, he does go ahead and testify against him here. Anyway, hello, Joe Pennsylvania. I'm glad you could go ahead and, I'm glad you could go ahead and show up. I didn't troll Eli James or Command Dork McFag very much, but Command Dork McFag or Steve Elder went ahead and got Eli James to block all the guests here. Essentially, I'd be known as the McFag or Steve Elder show. Eli James is just going through the motions, is all he's doing. Well, most of them are on the Fed take here, okay? Hello, Joe. Anyway, I was glad Joe could show up. It looks like Andy Donner, I heard he's caught in traffic or something like that here. And I guess they still have pretty good traffic in the Great Northwest. What do you end up having? And this is what gets me. Is you end up having a bunch of people, you have a bunch of people, especially those who are connected with probably the last vestiges of white, superiority, i.e. in the data fields, the computer fields, moving to places like Seattle. And unlike most of them here, folks, if you're going to go ahead and move to the Northwest here, don't go ahead and claim that you're moving up here because you want to go ahead and revolt against the federal government and do something that will get you in trouble. No, rather what you do is you go ahead and you talk like every other wigger that's come up. I just want fresh air. I want beautiful scenery. I just want good schools for my kids, which means essentially what you wanted was, well, fresh air, unpolluted by nigger stink. You want beautiful scenery, which means not looking at a bunch of nasty monkeys. You wanted, essentially good schools without very many niggers in them. You can put up with gooks, but without any niggers in them. That's what you wanted. Hunter Wallace here. And Hunter sort of relapsed here. He was bitching and whining and pissing and moaning. Oh, Tubby was mean to me. Went ahead and, he used a sock puppet on original descent. Well, folks, I sort of thought it was sort of mean for Covington to go ahead and write his book about about Hunter Wallace, that's not his real name, but about old Hunter going ahead and becoming the next president of the United States after Chelsea Clinton, and essentially having testicles the size of peanuts or pencil erasers here, and essentially a weaselly little Zionist, way of doing things here. I thought it was hilarious. Well, I thought it was sort of unfair too. But essentially, Hunter doesn't seem to have learned. What happened is that he was the one who got, essentially used by old Matt Parrott and Wiggerswill and the rest here. There's this one guy named Robert Campbell, who's another little Pearsite, who he went ahead and let administer his forum. What happens is Robert Campbell went ahead and censored a few of my posts. He was going ass to mouth with Hatting and Wiggerswill. And what happens is Covington went ahead essentially and held old Cunt Hair Wallace responsible, made Robert Campbell, probably not his real name, a hero in Freedom Son and made old cunt Hare Wallace into the biggest villain in the, well, the second portion of the book about how the Empire strikes out. So, you know, I'm going ahead, and what do you think of it here? What does Dr. Kevin MacDonald do actually for the bowel movement with his books about Jews? What does he do with a complete quiggertard like Merlin Miller running for president? Folks, I guess Merlin Miller sounds a little bit better than John the Nutjob or Billy Roper, but not much. All it is just pulling your little pud. So what's Kevin MacDonald do for the movement? What do we need books about Jews for? We already got a book about Jews, about evil Jews, how evil Jews act. It's called the Holy Bible. We don't need any more books about Jews, okay? And we certainly don't go ahead and need intellectuals telling us what we ought to go ahead and read. Now, what I've seen, what was Steve Elder running around pretending to be... Yeah, what do you end up having? You end up having all these little wigger and mamzer tards. They come in and they want to play Northwest Republic Army Volunteer or whatever. They show up for a little while and then they're gone. We just Steve Elder here. He went ahead and censored somebody. Oh, Andy Donner for claiming that Steve Elder or that Brian Rio wasn't white. And essentially, you know, just like I think that Kevin MacDonald ought to just simply tell Matt Parrott, look, Matt, you don't censor people. You don't go ahead and let Hadding and Wiggerswill run wild on my blog. Go ahead and bring their pierce-tard, create-tard horseshit. You don't go ahead and allow them to bully whoever comments on my forum. Folks, Matt Parrott is just a fat Indiana Wigger. He's the other white meat. Now, I think I need to go ahead and write a little short story called The Naked Wigger. Sort of like The Naked Prey, about this wigger who's being chased by hungry niggers. What happens to have old Matt Parrott be chased by Ma Dick X and B-Roy Tyrone Jenkins, who want to go ahead and eat a fat wigger, Indiana Hoosier wigger, like old Matt Parrott. I went ahead and created a sock puppet called Fat Parrott. And folks, these characters are worthless. What keeps Harold Covington's plan from going ahead is that he's trying to build something. He's trying to create a Northwest Republic. And all he has is just a bunch of tars who like listening to him, who like reading his books, who like their entertainment, who like listening to a very well-made podcast, who like reading his material, and then not doing a damn thing. Not doing a damn thing. Why does Covington use sock puppets? The answer, he uses sock puppets because, hey, he doesn't really have all these many people. And then when he does have somebody, he goes ahead and lets some ass clown, who probably hasn't had pussy since pussy has hit him, claim that Axis Sally is none other than Corina Burt, the porn queen. Well, folks, Corina Burt is pretty well out of reach of most of these wiggers anyway. I mean, Corina Burt, I went ahead and wrote an article. Corina Burt had a real nice looking rack, and she had a number of talents here. She could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Essentially, she was, well, rather cute and a real nice rack. And most of these characters here would not rate a Corina Burt in their life. Okay? And they're whining. They're whining, they're whining, and they're whining. No. Covington, you know, Covington's Northwest novels are not going to go ahead and succeed. And the reason they're not going to go ahead and succeed is because in real life, these people that he goes ahead and writes about who are, you know, who are larger in real life, he has a few of them. He has a few of them, but he does not have 1,000 warlords. He doesn't have 500 warlords. He does not have, I don't think he has 100 or 50 warlords. He has maybe a dozen or so. And they're not actually, you know, warlord materials. What they are is they are people who have gone ahead and decided to settle down, who have decided somehow to, well, go ahead and actually try to talk about setting up a white nationalist ethno-state, even though they do not have the men or the materials or anything that will go ahead and bring it about. In the meanwhile, you end up having Atlanta, where all the niggers have gone ahead and taken over the formerly white suburbs of Atlanta. You end up having what? $4 or $5 gasoline. You end up having wiggers traveling 60 miles one way. Folks, I remember 20 years ago when I was driving a truck around the Beltway. I think they call it, what, the 285 Beltway? 285, I believe it was here. Truck drivers used to call it the Watermelon 500. And since, unless you had a business, you're not supposed to go ahead and drive straight through Atlanta. You're supposed to go ahead and drive around the Watermelon 500. Folks, I used to remember that if you were driving an hour and a half before 7 o'clock, if you were driving anything before 5:30 local time, then you might as well just go ahead and park your car as opposed to park it in a 6-lane or 8-lane parking lot in the Watermelon 500. The best time to go ahead and go through the water, you know, go through Atlanta, was past about 10 o'clock to about 3:30 or 4. And then for the next 3 hours, you would end up having 3 hours there, 3 hours back. And you have white people going ahead and getting jobs in Atlanta, driving, commuting to Niggertown. And essentially you have niggers who are, you know, you have Atlanta. You have places like Birmingham, which essentially are no longer able to go ahead and support themselves. From what I gather, I went ahead and read and stuff black people don't like is that they're going ahead and raising the bills on everybody by 25% because even the city of Atlanta doesn't pay its water bill. Yeah. Guess what? Yeah. Well, anyway, you have number 8 here. Yeah, that number 8, it's Pisser Possum. I mean, it's truly my chat show, but you don't see me pissing and moaning about it now, do you? Let's see. How much radio do I listen to driving the big rigs out there? Well, folks, I listen to quite a bit of radio. I remember Art Bell. Art Bell is on about, two or three big stations. If you're in the western United States, you can go ahead and catch him out of, what, Denver? Art Bell used to do UFOs. Art Bell used to do all sorts of wild shit. You know, Art Bell, okay? You know, what, you're not Pisser Possums? What they are is that they're little mamzer and transgendered and wigroid followers of Jeremy Visser. He's a Pisser Possum. You know, he's the Pisser. And he goes ahead and he plays dead. And he goes ahead and reappears. So that's what a Pisser Possum is here. All right. Well, I heard something about that here. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, and skinnier. Well, you know, guest number 8, I think you're open gender bender. So it don't really matter.
Where was I?
Let's see how long I've been yakking here. It might be time. It's 47 minutes. I think it's about time to go ahead and take yet another break here. It don't look like anybody's going to go ahead and call in. So I'm going to go ahead and take about a 3 or 4 or 5 minute break, folks. So we'll be back in a little bit. Hail victory.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear, you know what you'll get. It'll take you off, you know where, you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you sing it. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what. And I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. For the other ones are always near, although you may not be. And if anyone else who told you that, please don't mention me. And whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who's gonna hear, you know what you'll get. It'll take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know who I'm speaking of, but I mention you know who. Or if you know who should hear you, you know what he'd do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. Well, they'll take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. About so and so, not to mention such and such. And I better end my song, and I've already said too much. For the less you say and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you think and the less you do, the more you'll hear them say. Oh, whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who to say, you know what you'll get. Or they'll take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. You know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing that song. And whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off, you know where, but you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. And whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, for if you know who should hear you,
okay, we're back. Looks like Andy has showed up here, and it looks like well, Mater McGee from the Monkey Barrel has showed up. Last night I was on, what they call it, Gangsta Bolshevik Radio, which essentially is the screwed up little Jew boy, Kane 1234566, Jacob Israel. He was a he's a Kanakistan. He had old Appy the Leprous Armadillo, you know, and Saint Stick Nigger Appy. And pretty well Appy pretty well left within a few minutes of me within a few seconds of me actually calling in. So I had a special show and I went ahead and put it up on my put it up on my webpage. 119.9. But tonight we're pretty well talking about why white nationalism needs intellectuals no more than Christian identity needs Jews. And No, I used to feel sorry for the Christian identity tars like Steve Miller and Doug Sheets or whatever who were trapped by Trader Glenn Miller. And then I went ahead and looked at a picture of Trader Glenn Miller, and what you see a cork-eyed Mamzer, a cork-eyed Anglo Mestizo, who literally cannot hold his liquor. Folks, if they really believed in Christian identity, what were they doing with a Mamzer, a drunken Mamzer snitch, who essentially was just nothing more than that, snitch? Now, folks, I have thought Trader Glenn Miller has been a traitor ever since. Well, ever since what? Oh, 1976 when he was in the Army, going ahead and probably spying on Klansmen. Folks, you end up having the same bunch here on Lenders Forum who go ahead and show up on Four Fags Thieves. Essentially what they are is they're pierce tards. They're weak, weak, weak characters. But you end up having essentially somebody like Tom Sunick goes ahead and says, well, we ought to look at Covington's novels. And Covington gets all mad because essentially the same things happening to him now that happened to him a year ago in April on Kevin McDonald's forum blog, and that happened to him 2 years ago on Hunter Wallace's Occidental Dipshit. You end up having the same characters, Robert Campbell, supposedly, and Matt Parrott, go ahead, make a big deal. Tommy's using sock puppets. Oh, no. You end up having Hang, who doesn't use his real name. Wigger Swill Wheelos going ahead and using his real name. Essentially invited over there to go ahead and bully people. You have another Mamzer. I call him Kunjeli Creatarded. I'm not sure if he's a character named Gordon Ipok. But he's one of Trader Glenn Miller's tars from North Carolina or Tennessee or wherever. And folks, Wigger Swill admits that, you know, here he is. I went ahead and I got a bogus judgment against, you know, I got a judgment by the government, by judge against Covington, and he's run off and he owes me $200,000. And one time, the question came up on Hunter Wallace's, forum. Well, what did Covington do to you that you got $100,000 and then the interest? What did he do to you? That's why he called me a name. He said I was John Doe number two. Well, I don't believe Covington was John Doe number two. I don't believe that Hoyer Swell was John Doe number two. I do believe a lot of the other stuff that Covington says about him, but I don't believe the part about him being John Doe number two. Because, folks, for all practical purposes, Hoyer Swell has been nothing more than just a chicken shit. And, folks, everybody knows. That's what ended up going ahead. I ended up writing what I did for Thursday's show about Katja Lane. She told, you know, for everything she said about Covington, she said 20 times against William Pierce about phone book Führers or phone booth emperors who got $400,000 in order money and then didn't do a single thing for David Lane. Now, the truth of the matter is there's no way that old Pierce could have done anything for David Lane because David Lane was caught. But folks, everybody, Covington, myself, everybody knew that Pierce got order money. You don't think the FBI didn't know that too? The reason his National Vanguard disappeared so quick is that when Pierce went ahead and found out he had pancreatic cancer, I have no doubt that essentially Zog went ahead and said, well, don't be giving to Billy Roper. He might go ahead and actually keep this thing running. Nope. You give us some money. And essentially, it just went ahead and disappeared. Any money that was left disappeared. And if you want to go ahead and blame Eric Leiby for stealing it, I don't think he did, because from my guy, Eric Leiby hasn't been nigger rich all of a sudden. I think that essentially the money went ahead and went back to Zog. And pretty well National Alliance went ahead and folded up. And now you end up having, you know, characters like, you know, Hattie Scott going ahead with their little fantasy, stuff here. And folks, I sort of think, who do you blame for that? Do you blame Matt Parrott for essentially censoring and, censoring me or anybody else who supports Covington? Won't go ahead and let him put in a blog? And the answer is no. If I was Covington here, he's still got a couple things. I'd go ahead and make sure that a Kevin McDonald and Matt Parrott are sodomized when essentially Zog goes ahead and is destroyed. Now, Covington's latest book, Freedom Sons, supposedly Zog is, it's still around. Now, folks, in real life, you end up having to where whites become a total majority when niggers and Jews are allowed to run wild like that. Well, if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ's return or anything like that, you would have a situation like happened in northwest Spain and Portugal, to where you would have the start of the Reconquest about 100 years after the Arab invasion of 712 or 1713. You go ahead and look up Reconquista. It was started by a Spanish Visigothic priest going ahead and saying, we're going to go ahead and we're going to reconquer this entire peninsula and run off the Moors. And it took them, another 700 and some, 750 years to do so. Okay? Did Hunter Wallace really get ripped and start scoring chicks like he said a year ago? Well, who knows? Yeah, who knows? How do you dance with a goat? Well, that's a story about old Benjamin Klassen here. I don't know. Old Haddock says it was from the movie Dragnet about goat dancing. You know what I mean? I have no idea. But, folks, I got censored, admittedly so, by old Matt Parrott. And I have no doubt he's going to go ahead and censor me. He had a little smirk. Now he's talking about censoring anybody who goes ahead and talks either for or against Covington. And the thread has degenerated. And most of these characters, essentially what was is, it was talk about whether or not there will be, I think Covington ought to just simply understand is that, hey, folks, the same thing happened a year and a month ago to where you end up have Hadding and Wiggerswill essentially take over the threads. Now you end up having an anonymous, I think it's none other than congenitally created, a.k.a. one of Wiggerswill's mams or friends, we're going ahead and calling one of Harold Covington's friends who looks like a Mamzer or a Mamzer. It might very well be the case. I don't know. But essentially, the thread has gone ahead and gone downhill quick on Kevin McDonald's blog. And who do you blame for that? And the answer is that who you blame for is Kevin McDonald. That's who's responsible for it. I mean, a fat, self-indulgent Whigger going ass to mouth with Wiggerswill Wheelos and with Hadding. Folks, Hadding's second major problem is with Edgar Steele. And does essentially Wiggerswill love Edgar Steele? And the answer is no. But he goes ahead and uses when Edgar Steele is mad at, Covington. I remember way back in 2004, Edgar Steele wrote an article called In Defense of Homosexuality. And old Covington got on his ass and, poor old Wigger Whimper liked to shit a brick. You know what I mean? I didn't really bother answering it here. I mean, it's sort of like Greg Johnson. Is he a homosexual? Yeah. Turns out he is. Is he in San Fax Crisco where all them faggots ought to go to? Well, yes, he is. but I don't think there's any, I think there's not nearly as many Christian identity people in San Fax Crisco as there is in New York. You know what I mean? Chrissy and Danny Ritt does not go, does not extend to New York and the San Francisco. Crisco. It really don't. I mean, yeah, I just assume, you know, when I talk about 10,000 warlords, if there are any surviving Jew boys or whatever, folks, I sort of think that in some areas of the country here, you might very well end up having Jew boys. You know, you trap them, you go ahead and pen them in like rats here in New York City where they belong. And faggots, well, hey, if somebody's going to be a faggot and they're already in San Francisco, well, hey, just leave them be. The Christian identity means is not to go ahead and have a big police force, especially since I believe that all police ought to be put to death because they serve essentially the imposition of the Cain Nimrod order upon white people. A white republic, a white Christian identity republic, will essentially have a middle class of white people, of white farmers, of people who are white, essentially living in nothing but an area for whites. And therefore, you might end up having strawberries be more expensive than you might end up having a woman and her children going, like when we were young, to all these strawberry patches in Missouri and picking our own strawberries for a quart, and eating, well, probably as many as we, you know, actually picked here. And folks, you'll have a stable social order. You'll have to where people can go ahead and afford whatever they want here. It's sort of like Roxy's Anglo Mestizo niece, cousin Debbie, and her new husband. Essentially, I went ahead and rented out, you know, Roxy's mother's house that I bought last month to them for $300 a month. They are living down in what? Fort Smith, Arkansas, in the middle of Niggertown, paying $500 for a 3-bedroom house. Now what happens, they're getting a 2-bedroom house, but essentially they're actually getting twice that because you have a full basement underneath. So essentially they're getting for $300. They pay their own utilities. And folks, we were essentially going ahead and fixing up stuff here. You know what I mean? Anyway. So, okay, well, hey, Frank and Wigger. Is that the real Frank and Wigger? We will see. Okay. Let's see. Greg Johnson is not a homo? Well, okay. Alrighty. Any case, Melungeons and Mamsers. Well, folks, what Covington is doing, in many ways, I mean, I don't believe in building anything. I believe, you know, and what I would probably end up saying if I am allowed to post by old Matt Parrott is that essentially I don't have any solutions other than to let nature take its course. But folks, I don't have to build anything. Certainly not when I believe the Great Tribulation is going to go ahead and sweep all this stuff aside here. So as a result, I don't have to build anything at all. Essentially, if I end up doing nothing, what I believe is going to happen is going to happen. You know, I believe it's going to happen even if Covington did succeed in building something. But I don't think in a day, why is it that never in the history of mankind has any mighty evil empire managed to go ahead, and when they are, you know, at their peak and they've gone past their peak and now they're on the downslide leading to the ash, you know, heap of history, how come the Roman Empire How come the Athenian Empire? How come the Persian Empire? How come all these other empires didn't just simply go ahead and when they were on the ledge, go ahead and put a knot at the end of their fucking rope and pretty well stop what they were doing. Stop digging the hole that was destroying them. Stop going ahead and destroying their founding people and essentially then work on going ahead as best they could to go ahead and rebuild. How come no mighty evil empire has ever done that? And the answer is it's not possible to do that. An empire cannot go ahead and stop being what it is. Because what it is no longer the founding people. Essentially now it is just nothing but Mamzers and Jews. That's why what, you know, Hal Covington is saying here, of all the things in the movement, it's the only one which actually is a plan. And Carol Compton is right about that. It's the only one that is a plan. Me, there's no plan other than let nature take its course and gloating about it. I don't have a plan. The only plan I go ahead is just a three-stage program for an individual person. I'm not telling you to go ahead and do anything to stick your neck out. I'm telling you, in fact, you have to pull your neck in. Pull your neck and your dick in and essentially work on figuring out who you want to save among your family. And chances are, if you're white, most of your family are just worthless wiggers who will go ahead and betray you. You want them to die in this great tribulation. Hell, things would be a whole lot easier if my worthless thieving brother went ahead and died. Him, his bitch, and baby Pigrook. My sister? Hell, I can talk to her for years. Last time I talked to her, about a month or two ago, Rexy went ahead and called. Ended up calling her son. He was whining like a pussy. Well, I'm 28 years old. I told my mother not to talk to you because it just upsets her. I says, hey, don't give me this crap about how I'm treating you, you know, how you're a victim of me. Essentially, your mother stole everything she could, and then she's all pissed off because I ran her off here, and I supported Pigrook, and he started stealing. Don't go whining to me. You know, don't go whining to me like you're a victim. You're 28 years old. You ought to act like a man instead of a pussy. He went ahead and hung up on me. He didn't like what I had to say. You know? And what to say? What to say? The vast majority, you folks, most of you are going to have to be a pastor or a shepherd of your own life, and you're going to have to go ahead and figure out which members of your family, which members of your friends you want to go ahead and take with you, and which ones you want to guard your back, because most of them are worthless. I went ahead and found out yesterday here that wasn't fat ass here. It wasn't the county sheriff's department that were supposedly going to get an old computer and put it with child pornography and put it in my jail. It was fat ass old Jane, who's called in a few times. And she's still butthurt over, what, a week and a half ago when I simply told Roxy not to worry about putting four rolls of commodity toilet paper and giving it to old fat ass to go ahead and wipe her ass here. I said, shoot, she gets $600-some a month. Her rent, her Section 8 housing, is essentially only $110 a month. So with the rest of it, you know, and the utilities are paid for, the electricity and the water is paid for. Essentially, all she has to do is just stay in her Section 8 housing and go ahead and just drive a half mile to the grocery store and put it in her refrigerator and eat a little bit of it here, and she can pay for her own damn toilet paper. But no, she comes up with this stupid crap here, this, you know, this LSD plan. Oh, we're going to go ahead and buy a computer, and we're going to go ahead and have Martin sent to prison for the rest of his life, and we're going to put your mother in a nursing home so you can go ahead and get all the stuff from your mother and Martin, Emily. And Emily said, what the hell, you stupid fat bitch, don't be going ahead and, you know, blaming it on me. Folks, there are certain people here where, you know, hey, old fat ass Emily, Now, her and Red Nigger were pissed as hell that I went ahead and rented this place to Roxy's niece, Debbie. Man, fat ass, she's, you know, she's a white woman, a slut. Red Nigger is a Red Nigger. That's why I call her Liz Meerkat. I forget his last name here. I don't keep track of that stuff here. You know, like I told Cousin Debbie, the Meerkat I liked the best here was the Blind Beaner from Jay, Oklahoma. You know why I like the Blind Beaner from Jay, Oklahoma? It was because he was in Jay, Oklahoma. He had his mother, which would go ahead and keep fat ass from screwing around on the Blind Beaner from Oklahoma. You know, Jay, Oklahoma. I mean, heck, that Blind Beaner was what? 3 counties away? You know, 70, 80 miles away, and not even the same state here. That's why I like the Blind Beater from, you know, from Jay, Oklahoma. It's not like he was going to go ahead and get anything that, you know, this nigger that she was screwing here. When was it? The 4th of July in 2004, about, 2-3 months after the kids got taken away. You know, the husband Meerkat had run off. And essentially, she screwed a nigger, and she screwed this other character at this carnival. I guess she screwed 6 or 7 of them. And the nigger and this other character went ahead and stole some CDs and stole a stereo. So essentially, the pigs were called in, and the nigger and this other, you know, this other, he was probably a mamzer, Carney, got thrown in jail. So essentially, they left them behind here while they were dealing with felony charges. Anyway, huh? Well, folks, you know, my actual family life, my actual real family life is not chaos. I mean, my brother and sister are a higher class of thieving, treasonous wigger. You know what I mean? They're not really screwed up in the head. They have family values. They're just money, hungry wiggers here. That's what you end up getting here when you end up having a bunch of Swedish peasants here who essentially, for all practical purposes, just because, you know, they've been off the boat for, what, 130 years or 150 years, essentially, they're still genetically money hungry, grasping Swedish peasants. That's exactly what they are. What they will do is essentially they'll still act like wiggers. And that's what the vast majority, even, you know, I mean, folks, I don't think my brother and sister do not have any lower than 120 IQ. They are really, quote, smarter than the average wigger. Not a single one of them here is a dummy. They all have healthy constitutions under regular circumstances. You know, pretty well we have the genetics here to where we shouldn't die of anything. You know, we should go ahead and, you know, I mean, I had a, you know, my grandfather, Fred Lindstedt, lived to be, what, 95, 96 years old, smoked like a chimney. Now, was he, you know, well, I would say he had more like just about 105 or 110 IQ. But, you know, folks, I mean, they're still just wiggers. That's all they are. They don't really have any higher motivations, the vast majority of them. Don't have any use for intellectual pursuits. I'm sort of like Robert Heinlein. He went ahead and said, you know, someone said, well, were your family like that? The famous science fiction writer. He said, folks, as far as I know of, I'm the only member of my family who writes books, writes articles. Folks, my grandmother and my aunt wanted to go ahead and write stuff. But, most of my family, it comes from a long line of Swedish peasant wiggers. And every single one of them are, you know, I mean, I've gone ahead and looked up the Lindstedts, and essentially, usually the Lindstedts are a higher class of wigger. But in many cases, I mean, shoot, I go ahead and look at my own family. I can't blame Jews on it. Can't blame it on Jews. Can't blame it on niggers. Can't blame it on beaners. I mean, when I go ahead and look at my family, I am so disappointed sometimes, and I can only blame it on Wiggers. Okay? That's all I could do. My brother was not trained to be the way he was. My sister was not trained to go ahead and be profligate with money. But she is. Me, I'm pretty tight with a dollar myself. But, you know, my brother is a Linstead. He just, I mean, that's all he really loves is money. He loves money far more than he loves family. He loves money far more than he loves the race here. You know what I mean? And if he was, I mean, I remember in the 90s I was talking to Lewis Beam and I was saying, well, Lewis, I often wonder how come they just don't simply buy us off here? You know, why don't they just simply go ahead and, you know, offer us $100,000, $200,000 to not cause trouble when we were going ahead and going after them for blood? And then Lewis Beams went ahead and wrote me, okay, Martin, how much would you accept not to go ahead and cause trouble? Well, Lewis, I guess you have a point. The point is that, so that's pretty well what I live for, is to cause trouble for Zog. They want their money, I want heads and pelts. Okay? And I can, you know, I mean, when Kel Covington introduced himself to me in 1998, and this is when I had the dialogue, well, what do you think of Harold Covington? Well, Lewis Beam actually likes Harold Covington, from what I gather. Catch it went ahead and said, well, sooner or later you'll grow tired of his lies. I said, what do you mean by that? Well, sooner or later you'll grow tired of his lies. And I got along fine with him until what? You know, Hill of the Ravens came out, and Andy Dyer was asking me to go ahead and see what I found objectionable about, and I went ahead and looked, and I don't know if that stuff has been, you know, taken out. I had problems. The main problem I had taken out, and a lot of Christian identity had, is that we were going to go ahead and fight this war, this revolution, and we would be given Class C citizenship. Well, that's not a message for religious peace here. Now, later on, you end up having these retards go ahead, and essentially, most of them were just little Christian Zionists here, and now they want to go ahead and be given something they didn't earn. And I'm not sure if Hill of the Ravens has been changed, but it was my least favorite book of the lot. And when he started Freedom Son, I said, well, you know, I mean, by book number two, I had had my grandchildren taken away from me, and I was in mourning, and I began to forgive Harold Covington for his, quote, sins against me, I guess, when I went ahead and read A Distant Thunder, to where this revolution was started as a reaction by people saying no more white children will be taken and bought and sold like little cattle and turned into worthless wiggers, worthless wigger faggots. I can relate to that. Now, book number three, four, book number two, three, and four, I like better. And when he was talking about making a fifth book, I was saying, please, Harold, let's not have what we had back on book number one, Hill of the Ravens. If you're going to go ahead and talk about Christian Day, could you shoot me a line? Could you shoot me a line? And, you know, essentially, I'll go ahead and dissuade you from writing something that's going to go ahead and get everybody pissed off to where I have to go ahead and get involved because I don't want to get involved here. And Hill Covington, what he's done is, essentially, he hasn't written really anything to, you know, annoy Christian identity. Other than the fact that, well, yes, some of the people of Northwest Front are Christian identity. Okay? But the fact of the matter is that your true Christian identity don't believe there's any political solution, not even the Northwest Front. But on the other hand, I don't have a problem with Harold Covington trying. And that's the only thing I see. I do not see anything other. The vast majority, About 90% of white nationalism consists of "let's whine like a pussy" from David Duke to white, you know, to Save White People, the Creatard Bunch. Essentially, "let's whine like a pussy," you know, to go ahead and work for the Jews. Why the Jews are so powerful? Because they whine like a pussy here and got stupid Uyghurs to go ahead and give them special status. Well, that's not going to work for Uyghurs because somebody got to pay the bills. Increasingly, we are like we were here, what, 3,500 years ago, 3,400 years ago when we were slaves in Egypt. Did the Egyptians go ahead and cut us any slack here? No, they went ahead and used us. And it was only until Moses and Yahweh went ahead and gave them one hell of a bunch of calamities that we got our freedom. And even then, that first generation was unfit for freedom because it was a slave-born degeneration. Likewise, we are not going to go ahead and get anywhere, okay? So, well, the thing about countercurrents. By the way, this one English guy, went ahead and croaked off at the age of 49. And what I thought when I went ahead and heard that here is that the Jews are going ahead and running around and scragging dangerous Uyghurs. You know, I mean, that's what I sort of thought. I still think here is that essentially dangerous Uyghur gets killed, you know, by the Mossad or whatever here. I went ahead and listened to his podcast. It was actually a pretty good podcast. Didn't go ahead and solve anything. What was his name? Jonathan Bowden or something like that? Okay. Well, that's what I sort of think here. Jonathan Bowden. Okay. Anyway. Well, the thing. Yeah, well, I was pretty well talking is that essentially in a real society, you're not going to have maximum more than 3 years public education. And the 3 years public education is not for the smartest or for the dumbest. It's just simply to go ahead and teach the rudiments of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Pretty well the greatest intellectual innovation from around, 1900 to 1950 was started by a population that on average didn't have over an eighth grade education. Didn't have high school, had an eighth grade education. So, you know, on average, yeah, the most years here. I mean, what you're talking about is the average. That means that a lot of these people had even less than 8 years education, and some of them had more. So essentially the range was probably from what? You know, from fourth grade to finishing high school? So the vast, you know, essentially the educational equivalent was eighth grade, and we end up having the greatest, you know, standard of living increase. You know, folks, I sort of think that if you only have about 3 years of public education, you would end up having hardly any property taxes. But what you end up seeing is these stupid Uyghurs, like in Joplin, their schools got blown away by the tornado. And what these stupid bastards do, they go ahead and vote themselves a 60, you know, about a couple hundred percent property tax increase. Well, essentially, when they graduated, people using this, you know, North Park Mall, this mall, which because of the recession, isn't really needed as much. They went ahead and pretty well screened off the Montgomery Wards section for the junior and senior classes. That's what they did. Well, folks, why in the world do you need to go ahead and build a whole bunch more colleges. Why do you need to go ahead and pay for all this, especially since the city of Joplin is screwing on people and telling them we're going to go ahead, if you don't demolish this on your terms here because you don't have insurance or anything like that, we're going to go ahead and go against your lot. Folks, Joplin, the area Joplin was in is that a lot of it was not very well prosperous. Folks, we ended up having, you know, Joplin, Missouri supposedly has an has a income expense of about, what, 92% here. Places like Kansas City or Dallas is 100. Places like New York is about 200, you know, as far as what it costs to live. But the problem is that even with, what, 89, you know, percentage of what it costs to live here in Anglo-Mestizo land, the problem of it is that the pay was only about 77%. So you ended up having, essentially, these idiots going ahead and voting in higher taxes to go ahead and educate, in many cases, the children of beaners. How is that going to work out? I remember 20 years ago, they were talking, well, no, they're not going to bring in beaners. We have all these here other people in the big cities who essentially need to have jobs. No, we're not going to go ahead and allow all this immigration. Well, folks, Republicans and Democrats certainly brought it about. Are not the niggers even worse off than what they were 20 years ago in terms of ability to go ahead and create something? And now we no longer have much of a manufacturing base. And the only way that niggers can go ahead and make it is if they end up getting a government job. Who's going to pay for that? If you end up having $4, $5, $6, $7 gas to where it costs about an average for someone who is commuting to Atlanta, it costs, what, $5,000 to go to work for a $30,000 a year job, and that taxes are not deductible? How are you going to be able to afford that? If the housing shortage was caused by people going ahead and using their house as a cash machine, and property values are declining nevertheless, to where the vast majority of mortgages are, quote, underwater, how are people going to go ahead and pay for that? How's it going to happen?
And
All right, folks, I'm back.
Well, what I don't like isn't competition. Folks, what ended up happening on Dr. Kevin McDonald's site is the same little fat little wigger, Matt Parrott, who was running around and censoring and moderator Hunter Wallace's Occidental Dissent 2 years ago, was going ahead and letting Wigger swill and having the meerkat run wild a year ago. And there was this guy named Edmund Connolly. He went ahead and wrote a good review of Harold Covington's thing here. And what happens is that at 328 comments, essentially Dr. Kevin McDonald looked at this mess and decided to go ahead and close it off. And I get the same feeling. But what you're going to end up having is essentially the goo-boo and the nonsense and the ass clownery this year, where you end up having Matt Parrott going ahead and censoring me for ridiculing the hell. Yeah, I got one comment essentially pointing out that the 90s show was nothing more than horseshit, and that, no, I don't think Covington is the most truthful character in the entire world, but on the other hand, he don't hold a candle to Hadding and Wiggerswill. Hadding and Wiggerswill are just simply nothing more than traitors. All they are, you know, well, they're not, well, really, Wiggerswill's not a traitor. He's an Anglo Mestizo. He was born to be a Zogbot. Hadding is probably some little faggot here who essentially is deeply in love with Kevin Alfred Strom. So maybe I can't say he's a traitor either. Maybe, you know, maybe he's a Wigger faggot loyalist here. You know what I mean? Maybe not really a race traitor. You know? And what happens with Wiggerswill, Wheelos is not a race traitor. He's, you know, he's meant to go ahead and support, you know, other Anglo Mestizos like Trader Glenn Miller. So I guess you can't really say they're race traitors. By the way, old Hadding went ahead and had a comment, had a blog, about how Trader Glenn Miller was not a race traitor, because this was years ago. They went ahead and screwed this Filipino or Hawaiian, you know, skank here, and either her name was Rabanger, or they had a baby mud named Rabanger, you know, Rabang Miller. And the thing about it is, though, is I went ahead and pointed out to Hadding that Trader Glenn Miller wasn't a race traitor. I mean, he's a Mamzer. What difference does it make if he goes ahead and marries other Mamzers? Go ahead and screw all the Filipino bar girls you want, Trader Glenn Miller. You're still a nigger. You're a red nigger. What difference does it make? Old Hadding went ahead and, you know, that particular post went ahead and disappeared because I pointed out that, no, Trader Glenn Miller wasn't a race traitor. I mean, he was just a Mamzer. What difference does it make how many other Mamzers he screws? Anyway, old Hadding is, Hadding and Wiggerswill are such liars, and, you know, what they are is they're such little bullies here that even people who essentially don't like Covington essentially are saying, well, I don't like him, but, I don't like being told what to think. You know, at least with Covington, you can go ahead and listen. You can go ahead, and that's why I point out, you read his books for free. If you don't like reading his books for free, don't read them. If you don't like listening to his podcast because you don't like him, well, then don't listen to it. It ain't like you have to go ahead and put out any money. And by the way, I think that all this stink by the same old nitwits of the 90s show has gone ahead and upped his listening audience to go ahead and decide that they want to decide for themselves what the truth of the matter is. And I think that has had a lot to do with the fact that he's, you know, pretty well his listenership is up by about, you know, 25% to a third or more. Folks, people are tired of the same old 90s show. Hell, I was tired of the 90s show in the 90s here. I mean, why in the world, look, Wiggerswill, you don't get to tell me what to do. But you have these characters, I mean, how is the difference having a Wigger tell you what to think and what to do than having a Jew censor you? Censorship by Jews is replaced by censorship by Wiggers in the bowel movement, okay? Okay. Lindstedt's politically incorrect fairy fables. Well, it was, I pretty well posted a number of things here. Okay. Anyway. I'm looking at the chat here. Shame on you, Marty. Lindstedt ain't laughing at Bowden. I went ahead and listened to him. From what I gather, he was not very well organized. I went ahead and looked at his paintings, and it looked like something like the Jew Picasso would come up with. It'd be something that I probably wouldn't buy. And he was from England here. I mean, how many times do I listen to this character? He was another one of essentially the alpha males who cannot get along with anybody. Okay? So I'm not making fun of Jonathan Bowden. I think that chances are he was murdered by Jews, okay? So, going on here. Yeah, well, Linder, some of what Linder said about Sam Francis was correct. A lot of it here. I mean, I gotta laugh about poor old Linder. He's back to living in Granny's basement, but Granny's dead. Essentially, all he has, he's down to his last colostomy bag for his Crohn's or Jew Ascades. What happens is he went ahead and last week had to go ahead and ban a dothead, tranny tard who pretty well said what everybody else was saying, that Alex Linder is a Jew. And Rusfer is still in New Zealand as far as I know, maybe chasing sheep down with Jack LaLanne Juicer. And juicing them. But I think you have to go ahead and do it within 100 feet of a power receptacle, because I don't know if he has a battery hookup to go ahead and make his Jack LaLanne juicer mobile. Okay? Let's see. Folks, if you're going ahead and working in a trade where you know what you're doing, you can go ahead and make fairly good money. Now if you're a union employee or anything like that, I mean, a lot of them are not doing too well. But in many cases, there's always, this is what it is here. There's always work to be done. There is always work to be done. And folks, you can go ahead and do it under a table. You can go ahead and do it under a table. I mean, folks, in many cases, for all practical purposes, keep your mouth shut. You can find a job. You can go ahead and find a job, in many cases, supervising beaners. But you can find a job. It is rather hard if you have a wife and you have a children. It's been made deliberately hard to do that. That's why in so many cases you need to be mobile. You need to go ahead and have a way not to go ahead and be part of the housing crisis and saddle with a house here that you can't go ahead and get rid of because it's underwater. But rather, you need to go ahead and be mobile. You need to go ahead and, well, essentially have a place where you can live quietly, without niggers, without anything else here, to where you have to go ahead and migrate to another city. There's plenty of small towns still. Now, these small towns have been invaded in many cases by beaners. But when things turn rough here, I mean, essentially, I think the reason that things are going to turn rough for beaners is because, essentially, there's no more money to go ahead and waste on them. There's nothing left here. But in Walmart, well, essentially, when Walmart gets to where, essentially, they can't go ahead and import cheap Chinese junk, what are they going to sell? What's going to happen to big retailing with $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 a gallon gas? What's going to happen to Walmart? What's going to happen to Home Depot? What's going to end up happening to McDonald's? What? Anyway, well, I hope you ain't milking me horries right now here. Yeah. Okay, a lot of Jews named the Jew here. Well, the thing about, you know, it just goes ahead and depends here. I mean, Visser, you know, Visser's a Melungeon. I mean, Brian Wright, he's a Jew boy. Sci-Fi Faber, I've never claimed Sci-Fi Faber was a Jew. Eli James, well, shoot. I think since I have more time now, I need to go ahead and write something. But, folks, looking at the old Eli James, maybe somebody from Chicagoland will go ahead and take that picture from Christmas 2010. The Jew boy that looks like Eli James' younger twin brother. I think, essentially, it's one of Eli James' nephews. As far as Finkelstein being a Jew, well, folks, I went ahead and looked at Finkelstein's sister, and she looks like a hose nose. Old Finkelstein looks like a nigger nose. And, folks, think, you know, I mean, even Fink. I need to go ahead and look at that podcast where Fink was saying that, he don't know why he has a Canaanite name. Well, I have a pretty good idea why Finkelstein, you have a Canaanite name. It's because, well, you're a Hittite, you know, Khazar, Rhineland, pilot, you know, Palatine, you know, Jew here. If I want to go ahead, you know, actually, I'd call him Finkelstein, but since his sister's name is Bridget, I decided to go ahead and go to John Britton's, call him Finkelstein. I mean, folks, it doesn't really matter whether Andy Donner believes Finkelstein's a Jew or not. A lot of people think Finkelstein's a Jew. Old Emhizer. I was wondering why Emhizer acts the way he was here. And, folks, I found out. I was listening to the January 4th show of 2010. I went ahead and I've been putting up on TalkShoe. I've been going ahead and my Toshiba number one, it has a bad CMOS battery and it dies. And so when I go ahead and get in, I set the clock to what, 2010. I go ahead and download these old episodes. I go ahead and take them. I use WavePad to double them. And folks, Finkelstein told me essentially he was a papist preterist in January 4th, 2010. Of the pre-show. Episode 0.5. Essentially, he believed that the Roman Catholic Church put Satan in the pit for 1,000 years. And I didn't really pick up on it. I just thought, well, okay, this is just some more, you know, Christian identity bullshit here generated by TARDs. And folks, I've gone ahead, and I don't think anybody thinks that Clifton Emhizer is a scholar. They're looking at his old picture, and he's looking like a Sicilian. He's looking like a young wop, sort of like Brian Reel's real family. Not like Brian Reel. I mean, Brian Reel looks like a Puerto Rican or a Brazilian or a, you know, sometimes he looks like a gook, sometimes like a nigger. Well, Clifton looks pretty dark. He looks, you know, Sicilian wappish. No wonder he comes up with this papist preterist Marino horseshit about the Roman Catholic Church essentially putting Satan in the pit for 1,000 years here. And folks, I'm listening to this show from January 4th, 2010. And folks, it didn't dawn on me. I mean, I asked Bill Fink, well, what did you, I mean, why were you in prison? Oh, I went ahead and acceded to corruption here and kept these people who were beating up a Puerto Rican child molester. And that's why I went to jail for 12 and a half years. No, Fink, you were the main culprit. And folks, I wouldn't have a problem with you murdering Puerto Ricans here if you'd gone ahead with a sawed-off shotgun and roamed the streets of Jersey City. And gone ahead and shot, you know, essentially gone ahead and pulled a, the 2002, remember the nigger shooting people here? Mohammed Malvo or something like that here? You know, shooting wiggers and everybody else you could go ahead and shoot. Well, hey, I wouldn't mind Finkelstein doing that, but hell, he just went ahead and beat up a prisoner who probably was shackled. He'd go ahead and tell him big lies about, oh, yeah. Well, by the way, if you go ahead and listen, he went ahead and admitted he was in that, you know, administrative segregation. I think it's been administrative segregation the entire time. He's gone ahead and lied. He's gone ahead and lied about, oh, how the niggers didn't know what he did. Bullshit. Everybody knows what you were accused of in any prison situation, any psychiatric prison situation. Used to go ahead and hear all sorts of, you know, claims. Oh, Martin, he's a child molester here. Oh, what happens? He went ahead and murdered, you know, he went ahead and murdered his grandson. Well, no. Had this crazy bitch, Catherine Jennings. She went ahead and murdered her landlord, an 8-year-old woman who essentially knew that Catherine was a nut, but who took Christian pity on this here evil little bitch. She was a little short dwarf and a lesbian. She came to us from Ward 5 because she had a lesbian relationship with a big fat 280-pound beater gorda named Maria something or another. And essentially, she couldn't go ahead and get on the G5, Gulman 5 lesbian ward here. She was a, you know, chronic shit stir. They had her doped up. She'd gone ahead and killed her landlady. Hell, she was coming on to me. And pretty well, no, don't need that. So here she went ahead and went on with this nigger named Everett here. And come up with, oh, at least I didn't go, what do you think about lesbian relations? I said, well, according to the Bible, they're not allowed. She went in, turned on me, and she was trying to get this nigger to beat me up. Okay? And the nigger, why, he knew I was a Klansman, knew I was Aryan Nation, so he didn't want to go ahead and, you know, get involved here. But, no, you see all sorts of characters, and the notion that information upon prisoners, folks, that's more in demand in a prison system than even coke or smoking dope. Okay? Put Jane on. Jane has been all mad at me here for the past week and a half about 4 rolls of toilet paper. You know what I mean? But in any case, as far as this being a Melungeon, yeah, I believe this is a Melungeon. This one character over on the Manzer Barrel, another Manzer criminal. I suspect he's a Melungeon too. He's from Kentucky. That's what his IP said. What happens? The government doesn't usually, you know, when you have a criminal come out. Usually the government doesn't go ahead and pay him any money unless essentially it's cheaper just to go ahead and give him a sex pervert check or something like that than it is to keep him in civil detention. I mean, this is what gets me. In the state of Missouri, I seen old Gary Nodler, Senator Gary Nodler at the time. This was, I think in 2009, on this local PBS channel about what's going on. Jet City Journal. And what the hell was his name here? Gary Nodler was saying that the cost of the prison system to Missouri was $930 million, whereas the cost of the mental health, Department of Mental Health was $740 or $780-some million dollars. Essentially, it was... Well, 7/8 of the cost for prisoners, you know, of the prison system, mental health system. Where does all this money come from? And essentially, they were trying to go ahead and present me with a bill for essentially $150,000 a year to be locked up in the nut house. That's more than Matt Blunt was making as governor. There were some of these nuts that were worth about, you know, in terms of the drugs and everything else, to go ahead and house them in bigs, maximum security, about $250,000. Whereas, usually, only costs a fifth or a sixth as much to go ahead and house them in regular prisons. These nuts here are who are in high dollar psychiatric prison settings cost a lot more than just people who are housed in prisons. So it's cheaper to go ahead and pay them, oh, maybe about $1,000 a month to behave. Folks, I've seen so many Mams or criminals in Christian Identity, so many criminals in Christian Identity. And that's where it started here, is that, you know, Pastor Butler went ahead and didn't want family men because they weren't able to fight a revolution. Well, folks, criminals don't make good resistance soldiers either. Now, they might make good resistance soldiers if they're not guilty and essentially end up hating a good deal and they're rather ruthless. Well, someone like me. But most criminals, you know, like Jeremy Visser, Brian Wright, they're just nothing but Mamsers. They're just nothing but low criminals who would sell their own mothers out for an extra food tray. They're far more trouble than what they're worth. Even the ones who are white, who know how to behave, like Ray Redfern, Morris Gillette. Essentially, Gillette's always been Mamser friendly. The reason he's been Mamser friendly is you go ahead and ordain a white man. White man doesn't need Morris Gillette's approval. Whereas a nigger of Islam, all these other characters need. You know, I mean, they need to go ahead and have Morris. Oh, no, he's white. He's white. I got to laugh is that, you know, heck, Billy Roper and Morris Gillette and Tom Robb have never ordained Wire Bill Mumps Nuts to Clue. He's still hanging on to that 2009 ordination, which only lasted less than 3 days. After I found him going back ass to mouth with old meerkat Mark Downey. Clint's meerkat. Clint's meerkat didn't ordain him. Old Visser didn't ordain him. He's still running around, supposedly calling himself a pastor, on the basis of my ignorance and not going ahead and checking out his criminal record before he came down. And folks, when he came down, I just thought he was a retard. I just thought he wasn't too bright. But essentially, he meant well. He was just someone who needed a little bit of guidance and direction. And 3 days later, he is going ahead and betraying me. I mean, you know, he's lying. He's simply going ahead, well, Morton told me to hate people at Stormfront. No! I told you, asked me whether or not you could go ahead and spend $60 more, $60 a year, to get sustaining membership. I told you to do whatever the heck you want to. In fact, maybe it'd be better if you stayed on Stormfront, because then at least you could go ahead and have, well, maybe the Christian Identity viewership, as opposed to Clint Downey and Meerkat Mark's no devil horse shit. Essentially, Liar Bill just turned out to be a total liar. Total liar. And he was at odds with Visser until pretty well I was at odds with Visser. Folks, this movement is nothing more than, well, Christian Identity, like John Britton told me 7 months ago, is nothing more than wall-to-wall Mamsers and Jews. That's all it is. That's all it is. Wall-to-wall Mamsers and Jews. That's why I had fun on Finkelschini's. I go ahead and essentially log on with a little trolling message here, pointing out that whitenationalist.org has appreciably more people looking at it than Finkelschini's Christogenia.org. Why supposedly whitenationalist.org is worth $11,000 in terms of Alexa ratings. Jeremy Visser's, cornhole Episcopal Ministries is worth what? Oh, about $10,000. Finkel DeGeneres is worth about $8,000. Folks, all it is just a bunch of wandering mamsers saying, are we not men? Are we not human? And I need to go ahead and answer R.D. Bradshaw. R.D. Bradshaw is all worried about whether or not Bridget the Idiot Visser is a whore who's screwing the Jew named Johnson up in Seattle. And the answer I got is, what difference does it make? Let's say old Bridget the Idiot is 100% white. Let's say she wasn't screwing a Jew boy. What difference does she make? She's still screwing a Jew, and Melungeon. She's still screwing a Melungeon bail priest. She was a vicious, lying bitch back in August, plotting to go ahead along with Brian Wright, a.k.a. Billy Wood, and Jeremy Visser to go ahead and kick out John Britton as senior pastor and put Visser in so they could go ahead and loot the dead Nazis trust fund for Legion of the Skanks. She's a mealy-mouthed lying bitch here. Even if she's a pure-blooded Whigger, I don't think she is. I think John Britton's right. I think she got a little bit of red nigger in her. But essentially, she's had a bunch of red nigger in her, that's for sure. Here, she squeezed out a bunch of red nigger mams or melanges, too. And I pretty well wish that essentially, you end up having old Ron Visser, and I'm not sure if Jeremy Visser is abusing his brother, who back in February said, well, I don't want to go ahead and play Christian Identity anymore. Take my name and face off your webpage. If essentially that was a bonus letter here from when Sean Aaron Visser decided he had enough, well, essentially Jeremy's going ahead and using his name and identity to play their little games here. Went ahead and told Logan, you have pisser possums, going ahead, essentially, and crapping all over your little page here, going ahead and leaving pisser possum droppings. No, folks, this movement has so few real white people that Covington essentially is trying to go ahead and shove a boulder up the hill like Sisyphus with not 1,000 warlords, not 500 warlords, not 100 warlords, not 50 warlords, probably not even 25 warlords, but what, less than a dozen? And he's still going ahead and he's bedeviled by, he used to be bedeviled by old Steve Elder. A totally screwed up little Jew boy who can't go ahead and stand the fact that people make fun of him about his pretensions, of biblical polygamy. Gretchen, don't give your name to Steve Elder! Folks, this bowel movement is screwed up. But it's sort of heated up. And what Errol Covington does, he's created a bunch of blogs. He's gone ahead and re-resurrected one of these blogs to go ahead and tell the story about what happened in the 90s. And folks, it's still the same old stupid crap. You know what I mean? Alrighty. Okay. Alright. Well, it looks like Andy's talking about C programming, which is a little bit more than what I know here. Okay. Well, yeah. The thing about it is, if you know some of this, if you're able to go ahead and work on coding or some form of computer programming, you are going to have a job. You're going to end up having a job, just as if you're a competent bricklayer. Kurt Saxon went ahead and pointed out the people who knew how to be handymen, even during the Great Depression, they knew how to go ahead and fix the washing machines of that day. They knew how to go ahead and fix the cars of that day. Essentially, they had employment. If they knew how to go ahead and just simply efficiently paint houses or do whatever, there's always something that would go ahead and keep them and their families fed. And same way today here. The reason that white people, even though we're hated, we're still loved for what we can produce. And there's always something that needs to be done. The problem is the Jew bank money system here, the Jew religion. The problem isn't that, there's nothing for white people to do. There's always something for white people to do. It's just that what needs to happen here is that we need a system to where essentially intellectuals are put in their place here and they can run their mouths all they please here, but nobody's going to pay attention to them. Okay? Okay. Alrighty. Anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and take another little break. Let's see. Okay. Alrighty. PHP, you know, PHP stuff here. Essentially, that's databases from my gather here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And, going ahead and creating something. Going ahead and fixing something. I mean, that's honest work here. That is honest work here. And since there's so few people who are able to go ahead and do it, I mean, going ahead and studying political science, that doesn't create anything. Going ahead and studying basket weaving doesn't do anything. You know, you might go ahead and make baskets here, but why did you need to go to school to do that? I remember somebody who was majoring in missionary aviation, about flying a small helicopter to bring in missionaries in to talk to niggers or Indians or whatever. I mean, there's really a degree in something like that? Business administration, that's another ripoff. As far as teaching, teaching degrees, that's a ripoff. Because essentially, you end up having liberal wiggers who don't know jack shit going ahead and teaching more wiggers and beaners and the rest who don't know jack shit. My sister-in-law, who went ahead and adopted a nigger, she could barely read herself, and here she was studying to be a teacher. A teacher of reading. And she's dyslexic. Well, okay. So anyway. why don't you get into porn? I don't think I'd like to see me in porn here. Anyway. Well, folks, if you actually want to go ahead and create something, it's sort of like Harold Covington ended up having a film. You know, he had a Yahoo group, I remember years ago, talk about creating a show or creating something like that here. And folks, as close as I can go ahead and think about is go ahead and buy one of these animation programs. And essentially, he could go ahead and have old Jane Crow or Axis Sally go ahead and, take a few of the female roles. He has two or three other women. Go ahead and have Andy. He could go ahead and have him. And have somebody on their spare time go ahead and turn the brigade I remember way back in 1978, they did Lord of the Rings, the first two books by a Jew named Bakshi. They did Lord of the Rings in the first two books in a sort of cartoon format. By the same time, they were doing The Hobbit and all the rest of it here. J.R. Tolkien in cartoons. And they were talking about doing Dune in cartoons. Well, folks, you can go ahead and buy $50 or $60 or $100 program. And folks, if you want to go ahead and do, the brigade as a sort of animated feature, I think it could be done. It would require a good deal of time to do it, but I think it could be done. I think that the next thing is probably, even though Colonel House died a couple months ago, just go ahead and find a way to put, video online. I'm not really interested in doing video online. I'm already looking like enough of a maniac. But in any case here, no. There is no shortage of work for creative people because there's so few creative people around. I remember way back in 1995, here comes Janix. Subsidized internet for Jasper and Newton County. And they have 3,000 subscribers, and they offer a 2 megabyte web page. And guess how many people there were who had a web page out of that 3,000? 60. So in short, half of 1% used their, quote, free web page. Of that, most of it was my sock collection, my little this collection or that collection of socks or records or cats or whatever. My kitty cats. I mean, there was one called My Kitty Cats here. And when I went ahead and formed of my writings, Patrick Henry Online, your one-stop shopping for sedition, there were people from Janix who wanted, Computer Land, who wanted to go ahead and hire me as a, quote, computer. As pretty well their tech support guy. I said, I don't know anything about it. I'm just going ahead and I went ahead and downloaded something off the internet on how to write basic, Netscape 1.0 HTML. All I did was put my works on there. And I got awards from conservative side of the day from this one. People just went ahead and did conservative sites here. Well, what happens is then I went ahead and, scanned in Lothrop Stoddard's Revolt Against Civilization. Then I was not only a conservative, I was a racist. How dare you publish Lothrop Stoddard's? I said, well, I got the idea of it from Kurt Saxon, who went ahead and he published, photocopies of it in his U.S. Survival magazine or something like that. But what got me is of all these 3,000 people, less than 0.5% went ahead and used the free web page they got. And of the bunch who was there, maybe only 4 or 5 had actually something to say, something to write. My brother will not get on the internet. Old Pickle will not get on the internet. He has an interest in the internet. The only paper he likes is toilet paper. He will not read a newspaper. He will not do anything. Fred Lindstedt was just like that, my grandfather. Pretty well all my family, really, most of them do not have an interest in reading anything at all. And most people just have an interest in what is fashionable. So if you're creative, essentially you can go ahead and there's not very many people who are doing anything. Our little movement, I don't know how many people are actually into it. So it's like real Christian identity. But as far, essentially what you can go ahead and see among above ground Christian identity, well, you end up having the Jew boy Eli James, Finkelschini, Jeremy Visser, myself, Dave Barley, Ted Wieland. And I think of the entire lot, I think I'm the only one who's going ahead and teaching Comparean, dual C-line Christian identity, and I'm not really teaching it here. I need, now that pretty well a lot of this stuff has been cleared off, I need to go ahead and settle down, and, that's another thing. 2 years ago, I was talking about writing a book. I need to go ahead and settle down and essentially edit a book and get this done. Put it in Kindle for 99 cents. Essentially, dual seed line Christian identity for Whiggers. Because these papist predators, they're not Christian identity. They're just a bunch of Jew boys running around pretending that they're Christian identity. Jeremy Visser, near as I can tell, I don't think he wrote what he claimed to have written. I think it's just some Jew boy running around ghostwriting it for him. There's so much stuff that's creative here. That's why Harold Covington, even though he's invited by people who really don't like him, there's nothing else around. And so they went ahead and got Tom Sunick to go ahead and write, well, I like Harold Covington's books here, even though he's a controversial figure. And then they go ahead and let Hadding and Wiggerswell run amok with the aid of a little bitty, fat little Wigger from Indiana, and go ahead and let the same thing happen this year as happened in 2011, the same thing that happened in 2010. And who do I hold responsible for that? Or who should Covington hold responsible for it? The answer is you should hold Dr. Kevin McDonald for it, responsible for it. And I'll admit, I do got a couple bootleg PDF files here. I've read about 3 pages of Kevin McDonald's book from the introduction. And like I said here, what do I need to know about how Jews are evil? I already know they're evil. I know they're spawn of Satan. That's what Christianity is about. Folks, I think John Britton's regressing, senior citizen, his mother, with an eighth grade, with an eight-year-old mentality, I don't want to be treated by no Jew doctor. Jews come out of Satan's pee hole. I think that pretty well explains all about Christian identity. That explains all about Jews. All you need to know about Jews, they crawled out of Satan's pee hole about 7,000 years ago. They're still a spawn of Satan. They always were a spawn of Satan. They're evil. They're born evil. What more do you need to know about Jews? What more do you need to read about Jews for, Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take another break. And we'll go ahead and we'll probably be back for the last segment of the Movement Turned. Hail victory, folks. And if he works well for the money, man. Okay, folks, can you guys hear me? It was like number 11 is claimed to be the Pistol Pussy Possum. Call in Obi-Wan. Yep, well, hey. You know, well, it claims to be Obi. Well, one of these days I'm going to go ahead and take the thing to the fugitive to where Obi-Gender Bender... Oh, by the way, Obi-Gender Bender changed his avatar here from a redhead to a blue-eyed blonde here. Of course, Obi-Gender Bender always used to pull that crap here. Maybe you need to go ahead and create a new sock puppet, you know, called Obi's Dingo. You know what I mean? Starting a new song here about, you know, from the fugitive about old Obi-Gender Bender. He's on the trail of the one-eared dingo that stole his pickle. But anyway, Obi, you want to go ahead? In fact, anybody wants to call in, why, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead here and wing it for the, for the next half hour or so. Or I'm going to go ahead and go along with what anybody wants to go ahead and call in, and they can have a chance to be on internet radio. How's that? Pretty well, I called in to the gangsta Bolshevik, thing here with old Yaakov Israel. And old Appy ran off real quick. I wanted to chew on Appy's ass, but he ran off real quick. So, Gender Bender, you want to call in? Call in. If you don't want to call in, well, don't then. Andy, if you want to call in, go ahead and call in. No big deal. I'll go ahead and give people a chance to figure out whether they want to go ahead or fish cut bait. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. Anyway, well, why does Wigger Squill, is he still bitching about, you know, Covington? The answer is, the reason he's bitching about Covington is because that's Wigger Squill's Anglo Mestizo lot in life. We've got to go ahead and go from old Benny Klassen and Trader Glenn Miller. Once old Trader Glenn Miller was essentially caught and put in jail, put in the Federal Witness Protection Program. Old Wigger Squill had to go from Trader Glenn Miller. He went to Benny Klassen, you know, the Jew boy. And he put, you know, essentially he was going to ask him out for old Benny Klassen's and Anglo Mestizo. Until essentially Benny Klassen, either got tired of his shit, and from what I hear, Klassen did. Or old Klassen went ahead and, you know, coach is, you know, inelegantly says the Jew boy went ahead and drowned himself, you know, in a toilet bowl. Realize that's what I think I heard. And so it was then on to becoming a Pierstard. So you have Wigger Squill go from one thing to another, you know, bowel movement fears. And now both Benny and Pierstard are dead, so it's back to Trader Glenn Miller, his first love, first Mamzer love. And they're still whining about, well, Harold Covington. Harold Covington has, well, quite honestly mentioned is that, hey, Pierce is running Elohim City for Creatards. He had $400,000. Well, Covington says $300,000, but anyway, I don't see how it makes much difference as to whether Covington is right at $300,000 or essentially Katcha Lane was right at $400,000. I think Katcha had more of an idea of how much money old Pierce got from Bob Matthews than what Covington does. But, you know, be that as it may, you know, what's the difference? Well, $100,000, but there's not that much of a difference as to what actually Zog bought, okay? And, the best criticism I've gone ahead and heard about Pierce was this guy named Robert Franz, who wrote what I thought was the best white nationalist page in the movement, bar none, First Amendment Exercise Machine, where he said, Pierce is not a revolutionary. He is a, well, he's essentially an intellectual for hire. He went ahead, essentially, and sold trinkets. He went ahead and sold something for rootless little meerkats like Hadding. And what happens, Swigger Swill isn't a rootless little meerkat. He's an Anglo-Mestizo Zogbot. And that's his job, is to go ahead and go after Harold Covington. He's 60-some years old, has collected a crazy check for disability for years. He's old enough to get Social Security. And essentially, that's what he goes ahead and does. And he can't get over the fact, I mean, folks, I don't see how anybody who is smart would go ahead and allow Wiggerswill to go ahead and get on and then get something to where he could claim, oh, somebody said something bad about me, I'm going to go to the government. Folks, how in the wheel? I mean, 2 years ago, you had one guy say, well, how did he actually cause you damage? What kind of damage did he actually cause you? And, you know, how did he actually cause you $100,000 or $200,000 worth of damage? And Wiggerswill couldn't say. He went in to fame me. And if you go ahead and listen to Jim Giles' old interview, and Jim Giles was screaming at old Wiggerswill. He went ahead and called up Wiggerswill. Wiggerswill was wary. Then he decided to go ahead. And then, at about 54 minutes, here is Jim Giles screaming at him. I need to go ahead and put up the lost 31st July 2010 interview where old Wiggerswill says, fuck the white race, I'm not a white nationalist, I'm your other brother, I don't give a shit about the white race. Good old Hadding, you know, and Mona Montgomery, they were going ass to mouth with Jim Giles because he hated Edgar Steele. Now you have all things, you have old Wiggerswill claiming that Edgar Steele hated Covington because Covington went ahead and made fun of him back in, what, 2004. First article they went ahead and wrote called In Defense of Homophobia or Homosexuality or some such stupid crap. And, you know, I don't know why Edgar Steele wrote, you know. I mean, I just went ahead and looked at it, thought, ah, shoot, you know, old Edgar. Edgar had an off day. Edgar full of shit. And leave it at that. And, you know, folks, Covington's mean. Covington is mean. I went ahead and put up that, oh, when I had a big fight with Covington. He went ahead and kicked, you know, booted me off the Truth Commission. Then logged me on as Martin Lindstedt. And I was supposedly saying George of the Jungle and homoerotic lust here for George of the Jungle. Made me look like a, you know, what he wanted, make me look like a complete tart. So what I do, I went in for my own Yahoo group called the Covington Commission. And got a bunch of Tubby haters on there, and we were all screaming about Tubby. Was I going to go ahead and sue Harold Covington? He made fun of me like a pussy? No. But folks, like, you know, I mean, Harold Covington, he introduced himself in 1998, and I went ahead and listened to what he wrote. And folks, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, there's a lot to not like about Harold Covington, but what scared me a little bit is that in many ways, you know, him and me are a lot alike. You know what I mean? So what to do here? You know, did I go ahead? I'm going to sue Covington. He made fun of me. I mean, I think it's several Matt Parrott and old Kevin McDonald. Essentially, you know, Covington has gone ahead and announced somewhere that he's finished up part 3 of 5 of Freedom Sons. He's going to go ahead and start work on part 4 pretty soon. And then on to part, you know, next month or this month soon. And folks, it would serve him right if he went ahead and essentially put in something about old Matt Parrott and maybe, you know, Kevin McDonald here. Instead, what he did is in part two, he went ahead, and I sort of thought that was unfair at the time with old poor old Cunt Hill Wallace. But now that I think about it, I think it was deserved. Oh, by the way, Cunt Hill was on this forum whining that Covington went ahead and wrote something mean about him here. Made me president of the fictional novel, made me president of the United States here. Well, I think old Cunt Hill has gotten over the part about going ahead and bitching about how his testicles are the size of peanuts. I mean, the less said about that, the better. You know what I mean? But it's sort of pussyzoid to go ahead and go whining the Zog because someone went ahead and made fun of you. You know what I mean? What I did is I went ahead and created a little sock puppet called Fat Parrot, and essentially went ahead and did it blue. What old Fat Parrot had to say, Matt Parrot, I called it, made one called Fat Parrot, and pretty well said that, he went ahead and, I'll go ahead and look at that thing here pretty soon here. Martin, is this a radio personality? Not even a radio personality. I'm an internet podcast personality. I don't feel bullied. I don't feel bullied by Covington. Folks, I went ahead and book number two, I was beginning to forgive him for book number one, Hill of the Ravens here. I still call it Swill of the Ravings, but I'd begin to forgive him for A Distant Thunder. And, folks, I mean, I don't think what he wants to do is attainable. But I don't fault him for trying. And, I sort of think it's several Fat Parrot right here. I'm thinking of going ahead and writing a short story where old Fat Parrot is overtaken here by Maud Dick X and, Leroy Tyrone Jenkins is sodomized and skinned and killed and eaten here, by, Maud Dick X. A little cult of naked parrot here. How's that? I remember when I was a kid. Oh shoot. There was this movie, it was in the thing here. It's called The Naked Prey, about this here big game hunter. He's chased by a bunch of niggers here. About 200 or 300 miles he has to get to this German fort or something like that in the middle of Africa. And essentially he told this stupid I guess it must have been a Jew here to go ahead and give more gifts to a local tribal chief here, and the Jew boy safari guy didn't go ahead and give it. So essentially the safari was ambushed, and the Jew boy safari hunter, greedy safari hunter, got pretty well roasted here or cooked in a pot. And essentially old Cornell Wilde here was he was supposed to go ahead and run for his life here. One spear checker threw a spear here, and essentially what he did is he was supposed to go ahead and hit the ground running here. Well, what he did is he hit the ground running, went ahead and told the spear, and he ran, naked for about 200 or 300, miles here to this German fort or whatever here. It's called the Naked Prey. And it was a pretty well interesting one here. And, I'd spend a quarter at the Lux Theater in Granby, and pretty well everybody at the schoolyard was going ahead and relieving scenes from The Naked Prey here. Okay, well, who gets to be the great white hunter running in front of, facing the niggers here chasing him with a spear? That was back in the days before video games. That was when white Anglo Mestizo children used to go ahead and, do, politically incorrect things here. Like, you know, we used to have this show called Daniel Boone here with Fess Parker. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, but the bear, he was bigger, so he ran like a nigger up a tree, up a tree, up a tree, up a tree. Anyway, so this was way back. Anyway, here. Okay, here. Yeah, it was a while ago. We actually met Andy here, you know, when he used to live around in this neck of the woods here. Any case here. Well, folks, if you're going to go ahead and write, you know, I mean, you know, Hail the Ravens, he sort of thought that, you know, and a lot of people didn't like that here, and he's sort of wondering about himself here. You know, the thing about it is, you already wrote it in. I mean, to where you live, 105 years old. I mean, it's too late to go ahead and piss and moan about it now. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay, here. Anyway. Yeah, well, I imagine the FBI, I mean, folks, you know, sort of like old Papa Cat here. Old Papa Cat, somebody thinks he's an FBI agent here. I think he's one of the wandering mamsers of Wikipedia Talks GCI. And, he was going ahead, and he was on, he was on Finkelschini's show, last night here. And here I am, trolling the crap out of old Finkelschini. And old Matt Twat Zogbot goes ahead and mutes everybody to where now you can't go ahead and flash troll anymore. And Elier, he does the same thing. The thing about it is, though, is by doing that, they keep themselves from going ahead and getting more and more and more of the market share for Wandering Mamsers of Wikipedia Talks GCI. So, you know, it doesn't really matter, no. I would say that I have more listeners than Elier, and not as many as Finkelschini, although I have as many as Finkelschini toward the start of the show here. But, folks, my show goes ahead and lasts, let's see, 8:30. Well, it lasts about twice as long as Finkelschini. I sort of think that I'm not going to go ahead and ever do a 12 seconds less than 6 hour show again. You know what I mean? I don't think I'll ever do that again. But, hey, you know, this is the sort of show where if you listen to it, you listen to it with headphones on your MP3 player. this is not, well, it's sort of like that ringtone here about, Song of the South, whip a nigger's ass and burn his house, gone with the wind, ain't no nigger talking back again. It's sort of like a guilty pleasure. I've heard some people say is that this Linstead, the Reverend Mad Dog, he sounds like he's drunk when he does his show. Well, folks, what is scary is I've never been drinking while I'm doing this show. That's what's really scary. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, here. The movement is actually not boring. It's just simply typical. There's not been anything new. What happens is that Linder is whining for money. Varg, bring me my last colostomy bag. The other ones are all wore out. Trader Glenn Miller promising $50. Other TARs promising more money. Does it matter? No. What I like is that Linder's the NNF here. Essentially, you go ahead and you look at it from all the names that were, what, on 2004, most of them are gone. Most of them have been banned a long time ago. And I guess you got to go ahead and wonder, names like Jill Snuffy, people like, well, let me see, Kevin Hartman, Bits Tits Bill, all these people in prison because of Alex Linder. And some you probably haven't heard of before here. Yes, Linder. Linder, you know, folks, everybody thinks that Linder's a Jew. And I was one of the ones who didn't think Linder was a Jew. I thought he was just a little gut-sick Guido weasel here. You know, a total chicken shit that Pierce went ahead and found, folks. And here he is with Crohn's. There's a Jew in his woodpile. Everybody else says he looks, you know, they think he's a Jew. And folks, I think he is a Jew. I think he is a Jew. And I think that Pierce was sent to go ahead and recruit a little Jew to claim to be a Nazi and bring him up. You know, Linder, yeah, I mean, I was listening to this dothead tranny. And since this dothead tranny actually had a better grasp, at least, of religion as it seemed fit, and old Linder could only say, whatever. That's all Linder could say. And then Linder went ahead and got permission to ban the dothead tranny, and the dothead tranny got banned about a month and a half ago. No, a couple weeks ago. And now Linder is whining and begging for money. Please send me a little bit of money. Well, should we do it just like we do Don Black? I think Stormfront is paid for by Zog. I think VNNF is paid for by Zog through Trader Clan there. Anybody went ahead and listened here found out that essentially Pierce didn't go ahead and spend too much money on Linder. He went ahead and just rehabilitated what turned out to be a little Jew. And then Linder got rehabilitated. And for a while, you ended up having a webpage with all the stuff that Pierce and his friends could go ahead and come up with. Now, was Pierce quite intelligent? The answer is yes, Pierce was intelligent, but the problem with intellectuals is they're just like Jews and the rest here. They don't believe in God. They don't believe there's an afterlife for the faithful. So as a result, I don't worry about, Pierce may have been smarter than me. He probably was. But what did Pierce go ahead and spend his life on? Answer, nothing more than material things. And when it came down to it, Pierce went ahead and he didn't create anything lasting at all. All there is, you know, you gotta wonder here, all there is a bunch of little faggot meerkats running around in Anglo Mestizo. Essentially, you end up having, you know, worshiped by just a bunch of other faggot little intellectuals who want to play at white nationalism. What a legacy. That's what gets me about Harold Covington. If he croaked off tomorrow, you know, probably Northwest Front Imperative would go ahead and die with him for all practical purposes. Not that it's going to go ahead and last with him here. I don't think it's going to go ahead and get much off the ground. But the body of work that he's written, it is monumental. That's what, guys, that Tom Sunick goes ahead and with Dr. Kevin McDonald's permission, goes ahead and writes that, hey, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and read these books. They're inspiring. They're this, they're that. And then immediately, and I think with Kevin McDonald's either permission or with, you know, he doesn't really give a crap, he goes ahead and lets Hadding and Wiggerswill bully people, force people to do whatever Hadding and Wiggerswill want, goes ahead and censors me, goes ahead and censors Covington, and essentially does the same crap that occurred in April of 2011 on Kevin McDonald's blog and happened 2 years ago on Hunter Wallace's blog. And folks, what do you do with that? And the answer is that you hold intellectuals in contempt because they're contemptible people. They're cowards. They're chicken shits. They're liars. They don't know what the hell they want to do. They don't know what the hell they stand for. Why in the world? Since when is an intellectual worth anything? All they are is just little b, you know, I mean intellectual. Smarter than God and dumber than dirt. They're just something like whores here. And they don't go ahead and make you feel as good as a whore does. That's all they are. That's all they are. Anyway, I may very well call it night here because it looks like there's a severe thunderstorm warning. And a lot of time when you end up having that, you end up having an outage of the of the electricity. Oh, it's in Crawford, Kansas. Well, to Barton, Missouri. Anyway, it's rolling in from Kansas, a big old thunderstorm alert. It'll probably be here in about a half hour. So I may very well, let's go ahead and look at the comments. Okay. Yeah, there's a picture of him. I have it on there back when he was a lot thinner. You know what I mean? Okay. Alrighty. Well, you know, Metzger is somewhat of an intellectual to himself too here. He is not really, all he does is talk about lone wolves. He goes ahead and defeats the purpose of having lone wolves by going ahead and closing his webpage unless you go ahead and send him some money. And you can't go ahead and credit you with sending him some money unless you go ahead and give him his name. So how can you have lone wolves essentially and close down your webpage to quote lone wolves? You know what I mean? You can't do that. So what the whole point is? Oh, by the way, Covington went ahead and printed articles about how Metzger, about half of what Metzger makes is sent to Metzger. And it's, you know, Metzger gets half. Morris Dees goes ahead and gets the other half. He gets the name of whoever sent in the money. Pretty well it was pointed out that old Rick Cooper, didn't want to go ahead and find that out, but he did go ahead and find that out. Is that essentially Metzger has an arrangement with Morris Dees. And I think it's quite possible. Now, I'm not really reprinting on myself. I'm going ahead and reprinting a lot of Carol Covington's stuff on his Goat Dance blog here, Northwest Homeland. And I might go ahead and post some of the Covington, the Metzger material, but on the other hand, I'm not in a big hurry to go ahead and post it here. As far as Billy Roper's concerned, Billy Roper supported Rick Spring and I supports Morris Gallant, and I'm thinking that Billy Roper is a Zogbot. But what happens is, Billy Roper got all pissed off when Carol Covington was saying that essentially Billy Roper used to go ahead, and essentially Billy Roper was not a white nationalist leader. Billy Roper was a concert provider. He was a skinhead concert and beer provider. And essentially he was going ahead and buying kegs, and only 25% of the ones who drank up the kegs here were the ones who actually showed up. So here he is going ahead and, giving free drink, hot dogs and beer to the bums here of the movement. I sort of think that regardless of how many people you have here, you should only provide enough beer for one stout, 16-ounce styrofoam cup here. You don't want all these characters to have a bunch of DWIs, do you? You know what I mean? Do you? So what happens is Covington is going ahead and in return for all this shit that he's going ahead and received from old Kevin McDonald's blogs and Matt Fat Parrot. And, anyway, he gets so much from old Hunter Wallace. Old Hunter has pretty well got, he's already been butthurt about, President Hunter Wallace, President of the United States, Christian Zionist, testicles the size of peanuts. I mean, he's already got what old Covington could probably dish out to him. And Hunter himself here, I really have some respect for Hunter Wallace here. He has actually, with his blog, progressed here from being just a little whiny little intellectual to go ahead and actually writing something and pretty well aligning with Paul Kersey of stuff black people don't like. And he has actually gone ahead and done something here. Now these characters like Matt Parrott going ahead and letting Wigger swill and having the meerkat, who's not only shitting on Covington, but shitting on Edgar Steele, I despise that sort of behavior. I despise the behavior of somebody who has to go ahead and censor something or go ahead and hide whatever the hell he's doing. No, folks, if you end up having to censor somebody, it just means that you can't go ahead and answer their questions is what it means here. It means that you're hiding something here. It means that you're not legit. You're just a tard who's playing at a game. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. Okay? Well, guess number 23, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to end up happening here. So... Well, folks, I was trying to explain the Jacob Israel about what Christian identity was. I said Christian identity in its main form is just the belief that white, northern and western white people, yes, European white people, are the, quote, lost 10, actually 13 tribes of the House of Israel. The dual seed line, essentially is that belief, but also a belief that there's two seed lines, one good, one evil. One born evil, one which can go ahead and achieve eternal life, the Adamic race. And essentially there's these creatures who are the spawn of Satan, the Jews, who were born evil, and that the non-whites are the six-day beasts of the field, born without any souls, and that there have been, numerous times, numerous changes, but essentially things remain the same here. And what you've had is for the past 7,000 years, you've had Satan's children trying to go ahead and miscegenate away the good seed line, the seed line of Adam. So what do you do? And the answer is there isn't much you can do about that. But what you can do, essentially, dual seed line believes that Jesus spawned Satan, and by the way, that is a local flood. Just designed to go ahead and drown out the sitting Adamites who miscegenated in Noah's day. And that, essentially the vast majority of creatures do not have souls. In most cases, most Wiggers, they may have a soul, but they waste it. They have just a short time on this life, and then they die. And that's that for them. I'm not all sure where some of the stuff under the Worldwide Church got I was taught about how people might be given a second chance, but certainly not a third chance. I'm not all sure about that. I don't really see anything in it which goes in and says that here. You have just a short time to go ahead and earn what you make here. And I don't believe in reincarnation. I don't believe in pre-existence. You have but a short time to go ahead and earn and be productive a protective son of Yahweh. And if you don't go ahead and do it while you're alive, well, essentially, what good does a soul do you if you just simply wasted it? You have to earn your way into paradise. It's not a birthright. If you are white, pure white, you have a chance to go ahead and make it. So as a result, since I believe what I believe, I don't worry when the vast majority of Uyghurs Christ doesn't call, because that's Christ's decision. It's Christ's decision as to whether or not they will be saved. Not mine. Maybe not even theirs. Like in Romans chapter 9, does the clay have the right to tell the potter as to whether or not the potter will turn them into vessels of mercy or vessels of wrath and iniquity? Answer is no. If I'd been born a Mamzer or a Jew, pretty well my destiny is made here. That's why I agree with Apollonian in that the vast majority of creatures have deterministic life. Essentially, if they don't have a chance to be something more, they don't really have free will, because their appetites and what they are will go ahead and say that they cannot go ahead and be anything more than what they were when they were first created, when sperm met ovum. The only creatures that have free will are those who are white. And the only ones who are going to develop are those Jesus Christ calls. So once you've got the invitation, do you accept it or do you go ahead and slough it off? And then what happens is up to you. Whether or not you will live and grow is up to you once you are of the good seed and once you've been planted in the good earth. It is very much up to you whether or not you make it. But for the vast majority of creatures are not going to be given that opportunity. Now, whether or not I can say that's true or not, I don't really know any more than the other man does. The Christian identity, I believe, is a rather beautiful, although austere, religion. And so I don't worry as to whether or not people that Jesus Christ has not called do not understand, because I do not waste my time on them. Generally, what I've spent my time in the movement and within Christian identity is pretty well outing and exposing the creatures who do not belong among us, those who are not of the body, those who essentially by their actions and by their deeds and by what they are do not belong. And as a result, I have probably gotten as much or more hatred in the Christian identity community as Harold Covington has gotten in the white nationalist community. Remember what I said? It's a little bit frightening sometimes, even to me, how much I'm like Harold Covington in some ways. Harold Covington is reaping the rewards of telling the truth as he sees it. He is reaping one heck of a reward. And Wiggerswill and Hadding and all these other little intellectuals, Fat Parrot, they're not going to go ahead and let them forget it here. Old Hunter Wallace, he's going to move on. He's able to move on. But a lot of these characters are not able to move on. What gets me is when I see Harold Covington, I decided that it was time that he gets onto a webpage. He goes ahead and gets on to something more. And I didn't suggest podcasting to him. Essentially, the podcast has gone ahead and created, not the Yahoo groups, not even really the webpage. Pretty well, it's his writings, this podcast, which in many cases he goes ahead and writes in advance. He's got to control it. And in many cases, you know, I mean, back when I got kicked off of TalkStew last, you know, March of 2011, pretty well, he said, well, that's why I do not want to go ahead and let anybody have the kill switch over me. Okay? So I hear rumors he's going to go ahead and do some more stuff here later on, beyond the podcasting. Essentially, all this, quote, setback on the, Kevin McDonald blog is not really a setback. He's actually benefited from it. Because if he, you know, he's gone ahead and posted that he's gotten, what, 5,000 some hits? Up from, what, 3,500 or so? He's increased his listenership by about a third who want to go ahead, not listen to what Wiggerswill, what Hadding tells them to believe. Essentially, he's benefited from that. And they are spelling his name right, even though they hate him. He's benefited from this crap storm. And, folks, I mean, I don't even see what the heck this crap storm means anything. If you don't like what he has to write, don't read it. It ain't like you're out any money for the books here. If you go ahead and look, you can go ahead. There's a number of places you can download them for free and print them up yourself. PDF form here. If you have a Kindle, you can go ahead and just read them off the Kindle. Or the Nook, or whatever, you know. I mean, for Barnes & Noble, I guess those who have Nooks here. I have a Kindle Fire. All right? And I'm reading more, thanks to that Kindle, than I was, you know, going ahead and checking books out from the library. Because I have a bigger selection of books here. Now, sometimes I'm going ahead, and, you know, especially books that are 400 or 500 pages long, I'm having to go ahead and, you know, check them in. You know, we have them for 2 weeks and then go ahead and they go back out. But in any case, my point is this. Covington is not hurt by this crap here. And what he ought to do is he ought to go ahead and hold some of these little intellectuals responsible for letting their meerkats run wild. You know what I mean? Look, intellectuals, have your little meerkats spayed or neutered. Rather than running around and nipping at the heels of somebody here, well past the time when they're relevant. Pierce's relevance didn't last more than 6 months because essentially it was formed all together by stolen order money. He went ahead and bought a bunch of little meerkats and a bunch of little creatards and a few little Zogbots bots like Wiggerswill. Essentially his legacy. What is funny is that Hadding and Wiggerswill do more to sully Pierce's legacy than anything Covington says that's truthful. I think there's a lot of people say, well, shoot, he had followers like Hadding and Wiggerswill, and people are saying, good Lord, Pierce was not a leader of men. He was just simply a driver of tards. He was just simply a payer of masturbatory little meerkats who essentially got a whine, because somebody told the truth about him. And all it boils down to is that they're running around like little sneak thieves, running around trying to pull down Covington. And the thing about it is that Covington is actually gaining something, regardless of what these little meerkats like. But on the other hand, you know, I would say that, Covington did make a move forward. But it wasn't because of Kevin McDonald that he made a move forward. It wasn't because of Tom Sunick going ahead and make a big deal. Oh, by the way, I clicked on old Matt Parrott's log here. He had this character named Julian Lee from Portland, Oregon. Another freaking poser. Another freaking idiot. Who goes ahead and tells people if they have a wife, you can't go ahead and screw your wife just because you want to have a little bit of sexual fun. No, it's only for procreation here. So that went ahead and created a whole bunch of people saying, what the heck is in Julian Lee's mayonnaise jars here? You know what I mean? Julian Lee only has sex 52 times a year. And he said, well, that's good, once a week. He said, no, one day, 52 masturbations. I'm a mayonnaise star. He lives the rest of the year off of the what's in the mayonnaise jar. But, oh, well. In any case, well, you know, okay. Anyway, here, in any case, well, okay. Well, I guess I do have a, you know, I don't worry about what's going on beyond the movement. Essentially, what's going on beyond the movement is the same old stupid crap, different day. Nothing new under the sun. Anyway, folks, where was I? I think Hattie and Wiggerswill essentially are doing more to sully the legacy of William Pierce. What Covington does by telling the truth here. I mean, folks, you go ahead and listen to William Pierce. What did he do? He accepted $400,000 of order of money. He didn't go to prison for it. Essentially, he was allowed to go ahead and set up an Elohim city for creatards. And yet, old Wiggerswill, a Zogbot, and you end up having another little Mattoid meerkat and Kevin Alfred Strom. Folks, it's someone who goes ahead and brings idiots like Kevin Alfred Strom and Hatting and Wiggerswill. I mean, what good did he actually do for the movement? He went ahead and wrote some real good columns. He went ahead and did some pretty good, writing. But essentially, I think that what he did was altogether sterile. It didn't produce anything other than, you know, probably the worst incidents of tardivity in the movement. Benny Klassen? Most of us Christian identity don't much care for him, because most of them are Anglo-Mestizos running around worshiping, you know, who run around talking about how we worship a dead Jew on a stick, when essentially these creatars worship a dead Jew on a dick. What do we need creatards for? What do they produce? Idiots wanting to play at, you know, politics here, who go ahead and go to prison, like Matt Hale, pretty well, accomplishing nothing. What did William Pierce ever accomplish? How long did it last here? Within 6 months, it was dead. I think pretty well Zog went ahead and got $400,000 back. And then all that was left was a few of the assets for a retard like Eric Leiby to get. All these characters running around on the margins, accomplishing nothing. That's what William Pierce did. That's what Kevin McDonald did. He went ahead and wrote a book. And from my gather, I don't think anybody bothers to read. And we are in such marginal existence here that we gotta go ahead and take our heroes where we can find them. And who is a really a hero here? At least Carol Covington's gone ahead and created one, quite a mythos that is fun to read. Every so often I go ahead and pick him up, except for Hill of the Ravens, and I go ahead and pick him up and read him again. Several times. Because they are fun books to read. But at the same time, I know what kind of people we actually have. And Hill Covington is essentially, you're writing about demigods who don't exist in this world or any other world. So in any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. I mean, the thunderstorm is moving in, and I don't want to be where essentially this thing drags on for hours and hours and hours and hours with pretty well a dead phone line. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
There was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to fit. But he threatened Judges 3, a jury slapped old Hal CP. So Hal's gonna be my dick's wigger bitch. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn read his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves diggling fox, stitches, tickles, and cocksucks. The colostomy bag's name is VNL. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty juice command. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. I used to know a pop named Visser, a Duke Miss Goober Little Pisser, who was going ass to mouth with Lion Ride. A mum that niggling East Molester, a pisser pooping possum Chester, not a single one of them was very bright. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty juice commands. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can.
Okay, folks, this will be a quick segment or something like that here. Folks, you have this guy named Anthony Flamenco. Does it really matter what somebody thinks? I mean, there's people who believe that, you know, well, like Logan Hunter. You know, I think Logan said he's not going to have a show for the next 2 weeks. Yes, Logan's doing something else here. William B. wasn't too crazy about, was not too crazy about Logan and Lynn's show here. And like I explained here, Logan does believe everything he talks about here. With some of the stuff that Logan goes ahead and believes, he believes that there's Nazi moon camps on, you know, on the moon and Mars. But on the other hand, Americans who had the benefit of German scientists never made it to the moon. Okay? Fine. In many cases, like I've said, you know, many times before, is what you believe depends on what side you're on. Now, I do believe that the Bible is Yahweh's inspired word. I don't go ahead and talk about how some stuff is figurative and some stuff is literal, because that goes ahead and puts you in the position where you are the God who determines what portions of the Bible you will obey. And it makes you no better than Mona Montgomery with her value meal churchianity. But she really ought to go ahead and be following the Reverend Lloyd Hardy in his First Church of Solipsisms, where you go ahead and worship yourself and cut out the middleman. I'm done with it. Just worship yourself. So, no, I don't know about this Anthony Flamenco. I don't know if the character is alive. It doesn't really matter what, you know, because I don't agree with Anthony Flamenco. In fact, that's the first time I ever heard of it. Of course, you just have another Russian here named Yuri Kirienko, or I call him Pustatellable Kirienko. He went ahead and believed there was no such thing as any history before 1100, because the Russians didn't have a history before AD 1000. He was, he was against Christianity. Now, some people, including, well, Robert Frist, thought that old Yuri was a Jew of some sort, but he was screwed up. His best friend was old Franklin Wayne Poley, a.k.a. Fuckwit Poley. And I ought to go ahead and dig up stuff back from, well, when I was fighting with Covington, you know, from the Covington Commission. I think that Yahoo group is still up. And from a number of places here. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun. There really isn't. The same thing which happened under the first Zog Babylon and Noah's Day is happening today, now. It's just that how Yahweh's going to deal with it is different. In the very first Zog Babylon, Yahweh went ahead and extended his mighty middle finger and he flushed the toilet in the Tarim Basin, and that was the end of Zog Babylon the first. In Zog Babylon the third and final, he's going to go ahead and simply let the Uyghurs and Mamzers and Jew boys and the rest kill one another. They're the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and they're not, you know, like Finkelstein and Eli say, they're not Gaius Marius, Felix Sulla, Julius Caesar, and Mark Antony. Nope. They are essentially war, famine, pestilence, disease. Essentially everything which is going to happen when things fall apart. And things are going to fall apart. And the purpose of this show is to go ahead and warn you not to get too close to bowel movement leaders. Of course, if you go ahead and you have contact, like Andy does, with Harold Covington, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and serving your friend, serving your leader. Besides, I don't think Covington is out to go ahead and cause trouble, at least not for his followers. But what I recommend that you do is that you stay low. You go ahead and determine who you're going to bring with you. You go ahead and prepare for things falling apart. Don't worry about what's going on in the District of Corruption. Don't worry about what's going on in your state legislature. Don't worry what's going on in your county seat unless you live in that county seat. Don't worry about all the stuff you cannot change or cannot control because essentially Zog is winding down, it's falling apart. What you need to do is you need to get close to Yahweh, and you need to go ahead and save yourself. Even if you're a Mamzer, you need to go ahead, essentially, and do your best to live a good life. And pray that Yahweh shows mercy to you. Even if you're born evil like a Jew, don't need to be evil, evil, like a Jew. You need to go ahead and understand who you are and what you want to accomplish here in this short time you have on this earth. And that means setting realistic goals and understanding you cannot go ahead and change destiny. You cannot go ahead and change what's going to end up happening. At least you can't go ahead beyond your control. You can work on saving your own life. Maybe earning, if you're white, earning eternal life when things come about. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out Zog's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, our mistress he roots, let the red cock grow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse logs, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lei-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lei-i. white bingo, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White bingo, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Four white men, their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On Zogling next week, some bar boots to stamp out Castro. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love his greed. Hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.